Do that again.
FBC.
You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
That sounds pro, man.
That was live.
Live studio audience.
Wow.
Hello, hello.
Thank you.
Hey. You guys ready for my Chris Farley tribute?
Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Podcast. I am one of the co-hosts, No Name Kane.
Wireless Freak.
Iceman Griffin.
Shift Knight. Wait a second. If you're the co-host, who's the host?
Hey,
we're all co-hosts.
We're co-hosts.
Yeah. Actually, someone might know you're the co-host if you've spoken to the mic.
And, yeah, what'd you say?
Well, you're not the co-host. You're like a producer, feature editor, maybe?
Plebe.
Yeah.
Plebe? I've been here longer than any of you guys.
No.
Dude, if it wasn't for your brother, dude, you'd have 0% stake in this company.
You.
I was going to give you 0%.
I've invested the most.
Wrong.
I don't know.
What happened to the vlogs?
I'll take credit for that. Second is Brandon.
Yeah. Act.
I found the mixer.
Found?
Yeah, but we all bought the mixer.
So did I.
Okay. Jesus.
Damn.
He's feeling, frisky right now because he's got a whole bacon crust pizza.
I got attacked by 8 people.
Dude, Deputy Papa Gnome, keep your pants on.
We didn't even finish intros. You had to derail us.
Because I was so confused by the co-host thing, I had to bring it up.
You're not a co-host,
let's
don't worry
about
it.
Let's let the co-host introduce himself.
At Bear the Terror.
Boom. There we go.
Is full circle.
Is he co-host?
He is co-host.
Yeah, of course.
Who has to eat the biscuit?
Shook.
Damn. Yeah. Derailed that one. Quick.
Boom. Welcome back to another episode.
We got tons of topics.
Speaking
today.
Of, what fucking number is this? Because we did not look.
Oh, I didn't look it up. Hold on.
This is like,
talk amongst yourselves.
We can always go back to 69. That's where we started. Take it back to the beginning.
69 never aired.
Oh, that's right.
I could go back and edit it and
That's
we're
going to
do
rough.
That one like a Wu-Tang Clan.
I might get locked
album.
Up.
Hey, we're all gone.
Speaking of Wu-Tang, they just got a street named after him. Did you
of
see
course.
That?
Of
course. It made fucking
definitely.
Viral news.
What? Where was this?
I don't know, New York somewhere.
Okay. All right.
But they definitely should have a street named after them. I mean, influential.
I guess we do have to apologize. The website was down temporarily this week.
That's what? It was what happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's my fault. Credit cards expire and set up new auto-renewal credit cards. And
I went to the website and I was like, what the fuck? So I go to my DNS entry because I redirect to it. And I'm like, fuck, I'm redirecting to it. So then I'm like, who owns that domain? And I was like, God damn it. So I text him. I'm like, hey, dude, did you pay the bill?
The lights are off.
He's like, oh, damn it.
Go in and it's like, oh, yeah, this credit card is invalid. I'm like, it's still good. It's good till 2023. Oh, yeah, that one got canceled. That's right. So
we're back up and running
Back up and running.
Probably got hacked when you bought that watch.
No.
Credit card freeze.
But we had to lock down every domain because there's so many posers who are trying to
beat
us now.
The NBD show, dude, the real, yeah.
Dude, on fucking YouTube, they just love our fucking image.
They do. Those bastards.
I mean, they're going to start fronting our voice.
You know, it's funny because they use the image even with my buddy's signature in it.
But are we really getting our logo jacked?
Fuck
all
that.
Yes.
You
think
we make this
up?
I didn't see that.
Have you listened to any of the podcasts over the last 3 week times?
That proved that he's not.
That would have just, I don't listen
I
to
I think
the,
you
that
were
from
here when we
end.
Talked about it.
No.
Dude, no. There's the NBD show on YouTube, and they have over 100 subscribers.
And it's just a gamer streamer.
Yeah, they just stream gay-ass games.
We should copyright strike every one of their videos.
How do you feel about streaming gay-ass games, Matt?
I used to do it.
Used to.
Is there nothing?
Streaming?
No,
I thought I used
he's
to
role playing now. It's not streaming.
No, that's I don't even. It's a real thing. It's a job. It's a part time job.
Do you?
Let's go into this.
Yeah.
What is your part time job?
There's this mod for Grand Theft Auto 5 called 5M, and it's been pretty popular on Twitch TV. Where
are you
a lot
plugging
of,
your server right now? Your Discord server?
I play on the Extra Life server, and it's an open server. You can get whitelisted. But
what's Extra Life?
It's just the name
it's
of
like
the server.
It's like Second Life.
No, it's just the name of the server.
Basically, a knockoff.
5M is like the client, and then there's a bunch of servers people own, so you can have different communities, right? And so it's like you role play.
And you play this through the Xbox or is this a PC?
It's PC.
You can only mod the PC version of the game.
Yeah. Okay. And it's like modded, so you have to like fill up your gas tank and go to the bank and buy cars from a dealership and stuff. So it's all like trying to be realistic.
So it's like legit Second Life almost.
Yeah, but Grand Theft Auto style. And so
what do you do in the Second Life?
So I was a
bank hookers.
I was Civ for a while. But then I did.
You were a what?
A civilian. We just call them civs.
I thought he said a syphilis. I had syphilis for a while.
He
what?
Still does.
Okay.
No, I was a civilian. I was doing some volunteer police work where I'd help out the local law enforcement agencies, the San Andreas State Troopers, and the Blaine County Sheriff's Department. And
so,
hold on.
In your pretend life, you volunteered to be a cop.
I don't know what pretend life.
You didn't get paid?
No,
In your virtual life, you're pretending to be a cop.
And I also didn't have rights to pull people over. I had to just let them know we are on 1011.
Just walk up next to people and be like, put it down.
No, I couldn't even leave the vehicle. I had to just stay and call them backup. But now...
No, wait. What was your first job as this?
Oh, a tow truck driver, actually.
Oh, for people that got DUIs, you'd have to tow their vehicles?
If you get pulled over, you can't just get rid of the vehicle. We got to get off the street, so they call in tow. I'm like, 10-4, I'm en route.
10-4, en route.
Okay, so do you ever have to, like a car accident, do you have to clean up the glass off the road so people don't run it over?
Sweep it?
Well, usually the police will throw out flares in the road. I got to get that shit out of there, or they'll put up a
cone. Because it could pop a tire. You don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Valid point.
How about dead animals? Do you have to actually pick up roadkill?
No, I didn't roadkill. There's a lot of roadkill, though. I've hit some deers in my time on there.
So you're playing this virtual life. You can go to this virtual world, and you can do anything you want. And you were a tow truck driver.
Well, because I wanted to play good, because there's so many avenues. Like, you could get in the wrong crowd, man. The people, right when I joined, some guy gave me a bunch of opium, and I'm in a chase. Oh, yeah. The
you
cops.
Don't want to be hooked on that virtual meth.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna sell it.
Tow truck driver.
He told me to sell it. He hooked me up, and then we're leaving the gas station. All of a sudden, the cops come after us. We're going down through it. Spike strips. Pops all of our tires, and I just get out and bail. I start running in the bushes, and I see another guy. I'm like, dude, I got a bunch of opium. What the hell do I do? He's like, drop it. So I drop the opium. I start running. The cops come. I'm good. I dropped it, and that was the moment I knew I'm on the wrong side of the law.
How long are these sessions?
Pretty long. I've been on for like 6-7 hours before.
Oh,
because
well,
I work graveyard zone. And
wait, you have a shift that you have to show
yeah,
up
for? I have shifts and I have.
Do you work graveyard in real life? Or
well, yeah, what's what?
Now, do you guys get like overtime, double time, holiday time? Like if you have to be on surveillance? Like what's the deal?
Hazard
not
pay?
Not yet. I mean, it's kind of just mandatory like hours.
Have you delivered a virtual baby yet in the back of a cop car?
No, that'd be a good RP scene though. The other night I arrested a guy who thought he was Batman in 5150. He started hitting cars with golf clubs. I had to tase him. I've had a lot of interesting calls, but...
Have you had to wrestle a naked guy to the ground?
No, I've had to shoot a naked guy.
Oh, straight for the gun, huh?
He had a gun on, dude.
Did you shoot him in the balls?
No, it was a clean shot. A couple to the chest. My other deputy, he took a few rounds. I had to help him out. No, the crazy part is how in-depth this is. When I applied to be a deputy...
You didn't know what you were getting into.
I didn't know what the interview was getting into. I had to go to an interview with two people. It was a panel interview. And they're asking these deep questions, man. And I'm like, am I supposed to be an RP or real life?
Are these real cops in real life that play this in
real? No way. Liars.
The guys that set it up are real cops. There's
Liars.
Only two of them. And there's a couple of EMS people who are really EMTs. But a lot of them are like wannabes. Like they want to get into cops.
They're all.
No, there's a couple that are real.
Mm-hmm.
But
God, I'm looking at your Twitch stream right now, which is Papa Gnome on Twitch. Dude, 4 hours, 44 minutes.
That was probably
2 hours, 54 minutes. 2 hours, 11 minutes.
You know a normal shift is 12 hours, right?
Oh. I know, but we don't do the full 12.
Can I play a little sample here?
Well, in his 2 hours, it's like four virtual days he plays.
You find a highlight. Yeah, the days go quicker, but...
Do you have a good highlight that's got action in it?
Yeah, look for like a police that ends in... Shooter. It might be
How about just
one.
Uber drivers? Question mark, question mark, question mark.
No, it should be next to that one. But here, the thing, I went to the interview.
Oh, here we go. Hot to foot pursuit. Hot pursuit to foot pursuit.
That one might be good. The one where I get a good tase. I'm in a chase. We box him and he pulls a gun and I tase him. But if he was shooting at the officers.
Do you get extra money for doing a less than lethal on that individual?
I mean, what happens if we do less than lethal, then we can charge them. And so, because if they die, we can't charge them with all the fines and everything. So,
and you guys got to make money. For the county.
Well, we don't get the money.
Who gets the money?
We don't
the county.
Get the
money. Who gets it?
They just lose the money.
No.
Very common misconception
no.
is that when I'm finding people,
you
is
get,
that
the
I
get
the money.
You do get the money. Huh?
I don't make
keep
a lot
it
of
real.
Money.
Do you have a quota?
I'm keeping it real. I've been asked that a lot. You know, I pull people over. I'm the one to give you a warning. I won't even call it on the rail. I'll go, hey man, put your helmet on. I'm cool with them. I don't want to have a bad relation with the
so,
people.
Do you discriminate?
100%.
I've been.
100%. So here, no. Full disclosure, I've watched many of these.
Yeah.
He's what? My brother. I got to support him, right?
Oh, you mean the actual, like, virtual cop videos?
Yeah, it's like, it's Inception, because I'm playing video games, watching him play video games, pretending to be a real person.
Oh Jesus. Yeah, this is weird.
He enjoys indeed. It, though.
Now, okay, I would love it if you guys actually, okay, this is what you need to do. Take a bunch of these videos, cut them with the cops theme, and actually make cops episodes from virtual fucking Twitch show.
We have a live PD one.
Oh, they do.
Somebody made a live PD thing. That's pretty sick.
That one wasn't. No, it's still
But
bad.
No, Cops is the... Okay, fun fact. Cops is the longest running primetime show ever in the United States.
Yeah, Vox just made a thing on it.
I'll tell you this, though. He better. Is so bad. So, like, there's a Bugatti that almost runs him off the road. Dude has a Bugatti. So flying out.
We're going in.
Xbox Game Pass is only $1 for
your
first 3 months.
I don't get the money.
With thousands
turn
of
this
characters
off because I'll probably get taken down because there's a fucking ad.
Ad
it or not.
Before your video. God, man.
I'm
trying to monetize.
Any
so, almost gets run over by Bugatti.
Okay.
We are back east
now. Here we go.
On Polito Boulevard.
Is this it? No, this is a
Which
different
one. Which
one
is it? Am I in the Crown Vic?
Yeah, you're in a Crown Vic right
this
now.
This is when I was a probationary.
We're rushed up here.
Are you calling out the chase right now?
Suspect 1050, Southeast Polito Boulevard.
The Crown Vic.
On foot, white hoodie, duffel bag. He's armed.
He's armed.
That's Strigo. He's on all the time. He's a trooper.
He's not.
So do you have like a commanding officer?
Who's your CEO? We have sheep his ranks and everything.
Oh, yes. Dude, that was the other
Why is he chasing you and you're driving a car? The bad guy's chasing you and you're driving a car.
Our policy is we have one guy in a car to get in front to stop him. We don't try to hit him, but we need to slow him down if we can get tased on him.
It's GTA, Math? Though. Don't people just take off and just fucking keep going off?
He's been shook many times. So many people have lost the cops.
You can't fail RP.
Mac, his character, the commanding officer, is like four.
Oh, God.
He's like a little kid, and he bosses him around all the time.
No, that's a volunteer that we won't let him be a deputy.
Oh, no. He tells Mac.
Nice work. Nice work, son.
Okay, so now the bad guy's just running around in circles like a kid.
We're on Eastern
and nobody can catch him.
So we can't hit him. We have to tase him.
Why don't you fishtail him?
In real life, a cop would have tackled that dude by this point.
Well, we can't tackle
him. Oh,
dude, there's policy for everything. We have an entire penal code system written up, policy uniforms, what we can carry, what we can do.
Oh,
and
dude,
can't
he just bitch slapped a cop and ran away.
If he wants to pull his AR out, he has to ask permission.
What the heck?
You have to unrack your AR.
And you have to ask permission.
Yeah, for ARs.
Oh,
you do.
This is terrible.
Oh, you just ran over a cop, though.
For the record, we want at least.
You backed over an officer.
Was that me?
Yeah.
I was probationary.
He's cuffed.
Did I pass?
So what was
it? Still bad.
So what was the interview questions?
Do you run over cops?
No,
yes,
they were really,
I do.
They were like, "What is your strength? Was your weakness?" But then there were some weird ones, like at the end.
What are your strengths and weaknesses? Go ahead. Tell us your answers.
Panel interview.
There were some scenario ones where like you're with a deputy, you're in a gas station. On a call, there's nobody at the front desk. Your partner picks up a candy bar and walks out without putting any money on the counter. What do you do? And so, like, stuff like that, like situational
ones. I fucking stun gun his ass and drag him back in the store.
And then there's ones like the suspect runs out the door, shoots your deputy, and runs out the back. What do you do? Like, stuff like that.
Shoot his fucking face.
Nope, wrong. You go help your deputy because it's no longer a threat. Anyways. The last questions were like...
I like how he says you're wrong. Again, I didn't get to say... So he gets almost ran over by Bugatti, right?
Okay.
And so he pulls the Bugatti over.
Yeah.
And gets behind. And then like six other cars roll up on him. He's surrounded. A, he doesn't call this in.
What the
He's
hell?
He's surrounded by like six other dudes.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, pull the guy out and search him. And ask. And he's like, I can't. You can't just search anybody.
You're
I'm
giving
like,
him pointers watching his stream.
I'm trying to. And I'm like, you don't understand. He's like, no, you have to have probable cause. I'm like, no. Step out of the car. I need to talk to you.
It's a while safety.
Exactly. He's like, no, cops can't do that. I'm like,
yes, I can.
What is?
Says the non-minority.
I don't have probable cause. I'll get in trouble for my supervisor.
Oh,
dude, because I had a guy ask for.
Wait,
supervisor.
How do you talk to other people? Can they hear you only when you're close by?
They do.
Yeah, proximity. Dude, I had a guy. I was asking for his ID because I saw him jaywalking, suspicious. And he goes, he's the first, he was like, well, I have my amendment. I have a First Amendment right. And he was all this stuff. He's like, I don't have to give you my ID. And he called for a supervisor, asked for my badge.
He's like,
I'm
a traveler. I'm a traveler.
Yeah. He was a sovereign citizen.
I'm a sovereign citizen.
Wait, so are these people that you're stopping, like,
I'm not
actual other
travelers.
Players?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Civilians and there's people.
Okay.
And so, like, I had to get my supervisor down. My supervisor handed it to him. He's like, turn around, put your hands back. Oh,
okay.
God,
and what did you learn?
Well, then my super chewed man, he's like, look, dude, just don't even let him go. Like, that's not even worth our time to deal with.
No,
him.
Wrong. Yeah. Wrong.
Well, because it was for jaywalking.
So, this is the other thing.
Wait, you try to get some fucker for jaywalking?
Well, I thought you were lenient.
Like an asshole
I thought you were lenient.
No, that
what
was
happened?
My probable cause, because they were fishy around this place that people rob stuff all the time on the roof at night.
Everybody is packing heat because it's GTA, right?
Yeah.
Everybody got a gun and everybody got drugs on him. He doesn't search nobody.
Do the cops just search so people?
Do the cops get souped up guns?
No.
Yeah,
no.
We
again,
have nicer guns.
He has
they
to
get
ask
revolvers.
Permission to pull it.
So I have a question. I understand, like, kind of like, oh, it's fun to role play a cop. Who wants to role play a crackhead?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be pretty fun.
It's GTA because you just
that's,
blow
that'd be
cars.
Fun.
That's what I asked. Is like, no, are the people that you're stopping, are they actually other players?
Are you sitting there like
players?
Scratching yeah. open sores virtually? I mean, what
no,
are you doing?
The whole thing, that's the whole base around this is it's role play gaming. Like, you make your own fun. Like, if I want to search someone's car, I type in game, I go, search his car, what do I find?
Well,
and then
I
the
get
player
the cop
goes,
part.
You find invalid registration. Like, you bounce off each other. Like,
I get the cop part, but what is with the people who want to play the fucking bad guys?
They're probably just
that's
playing
probably
normal GTA.
If I was to do this, I'm being a bad guy, and I'm targeting him.
No,
I'm finding
can you
him
go for the hookers?
All day.
No, well, like...
What?
Like,
I'm not playing.
You can't, like... play GTA like you play GTA. You have to role play. Like if you drive like a sedan off road, that's fail RP. Like you'll get banned from the server. Like
wait,
you can't do that.
Can
in
I
real
drive?
Life.
I can drive a Prius off road.
Like to a certain extent.
Oh, but you can't. Drive.
Wait,
you
all
can't,
the fun like, you like, have of driving off in the middle of the woods.
No,
you can't do
that. You gotta be on a road.
Says the dude who had a Bugatti that almost ran an officer over and then tore through town like a bat.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Or that Lamborghini
what
you lost.
Hey, oh,
that
what happens?
That Lamborghini, he shook you.
Catch him.
What happens if I turn around and kill Matt? Do I get banned or they're just like,
no, you're
officer,
good.
Officer down?
Yeah, I'll hit a panic button. Beep, beep, beep. Priority. And then they come down to where I died. And
is there like a Blaine County like most wanted list? Like serial
oh, yeah.
rapist out there.
Tyrell Gibbons, he's a big...
just so happens.
Tyrell, we're coming for you,
okay.
boy.
All right.
The big part, we have a computer system called...
Tyrese.
Called CADS, where everybody registers your vehicle, so the license plates in game line up to your actual vehicles and your IDs, and so like we can put warrants out for people and tickets.
But wait, I thought I was watching your stream, and I saw you guys got Tyrone or whatever that...
Tyrell?
Tyrell. You got him at the Smash Jam.
Yeah, but he gets warrants all the
wait,
time,
what's
man.
The Smash Jam?
He runs a big game.
This is how... You tell him what that was.
God, Brandon.
This sounds like fucking Lakeport fucking beaters on a Saturday night.
You guys got to tune in one time.
Do you guys have trailer parks you patrol a lot?
Yep, Blaine. That's Sandy Shores.
How much do we need to tune in for you to make money off of this?
You gotta subscribe.
You can make your money off subscribing.
You gotta pay for this.
You're not getting a dime.
I don't even pay for regular TV, let alone this.
If you have Amazon Prime, you can use your free Prime stuff.
Yeah, Twitch is free.
What
with
do you
Prime.
Mean free Prime stuff? I can watch it anyway without paying,
no,
right?
Yeah, but
Twitch.
You can support me because it'd be free for you to do it. It just
oh,
comes
the
with
ice cream
Prime.
Man.
Or you can support a good Twitch streamer.
Who?
Anybody else?
Are you kidding? You're in there more times than you're not.
That's true. I'm your biggest fan.
Dude, sounds like you do some idiot
brothers.
Shit.
So, dude, it's fun. You guys should hop on GTA, join, and
I really want to just watch like the cops cut. If you could, like with the whole theme song, the intro.
I should do that.
And then you get like. So, have you seen the Star Wars version of this with the two stormtroopers?
Mm-mm.
And they're like, yeah, you know, it's a tough job out here.
Oh,
you know,
the
people,
intro.
Yeah, right? And they're just like talking about, you guys need to do this.
I need somebody to come along with me and be like, yeah, I've been with the department for about 3 years now. Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, we're going to a call right now. But
that's exactly.
That's a good.
You know, this is a rough city, but, you know, I get a lot of enjoyment out of helping out people.
Dude,
that's
you
a
need
good
to take,
question. Who's the longest serving deputy?
Probably
101.
Davis.
Who's the FTO?
No, actually, our chief just resigned, and it knew someone new.
What?
How did we elect
resign?
A new
how
one?
Yeah, was
he chief? You got a girlfriend.
Do we vote?
How long was he chief?
He was chief for a while. He actually chewed me out the other day. I called the state troopers' cars like I was like ugly blue cars, and he was like, first off,
don't disrespect
fuck you, Gaylord.
The car.
Time out. Fuck you. You're letting this guy chew you out.
He's chief. What am I going to do?
He's the typical rough chief, dude, right? Yeah. You see it in every cop
Matt
show.
Matt is a terrible...
Come here, flat foot.
Matt's the worst virtual Red Room. He said he would stick it in my ass. What could I do?
Oh, you say shenanigans one more time.
And he picks the worst gamer name. I don't know if you caught.
Papa Gnome?
No.
What? Gaylord.
Officer Gaylord.
Oh, Jesus. Wait, I thought you were Papa Gnome.
That's my Twitch name. No, my name in game is Roger Gaylord.
Roger that, Gaylord.
And so I go up to people, I'm like, fuck. Deputy Gaylord with the Blaine County Sheriff's Department. You know I'm stopping today?
And no one takes him seriously. They're like, you can't be fucking real right now.
What's the best
How
name
is anybody
this
taking this seriously in-game at all? That's my whole point.
It's just, that's the thing, though, is you have to, if you don't take it seriously, it's not going to be fun because the whole point of it is to roleplay.
I still can't get to the part, like, people like, oh, yeah, I want to roleplay a meth head. Right?
I'm going to be the dude from Heat. Val Kilmer. Yeah.
All the bad guys can't be badasses.
I call
right?
Marky Mark an Italian job.
Yeah,
no,
there
but
we
that'd
go.
Be, that'd be fun because if you, role play, if you roleplay a meth head, like, you could run to the like the meth farm and get caught and make your own scene. Like, you
There's,
could be.
You don't grow meth.
No, like,
no farm.
I know you don't grow. It's like it's called a meth farm, and there's oh, like okay. a. It's just a
Wait,
place you go to
is
get
Is it
meth.
Mostly interaction cop versus civilians? There's no other interaction.
There's this whole
no,
there group gang, of meth trees out there.
You should have told them. No, or the little drag race thing the dude threw. He had a permit and everything, he
yeah.
said.
There, what? People run businesses and stuff. Like, they had to run a drag race, okay. so they ran a permit, I had to run security.
I want to work in the Parks and Rec department of this virtual world. I want to be the virtual Ron Swanson.
Yeah, Jesus.
There was somebody role-playing as a construction guy.
I can pause.
No. Keep
hold
talking.
On. We're going to pause.
No.
And we're back.
And hello. And sorry. Wait, hold on. Is your mic on?
Oh, turn your mic on.
Dude, we just missed gold.
Jeez. It's been off the whole time.
That was gold.
No. Well, the juice here, so gold is back. Here it is.
So I think we beat that virtual world to the knees.
Yeah, if you want to watch, go to twitchtv.com/papagnome.
But before we
Is there any underscores? Just one word, Papa Gnome.
All one word. That's pretty good tag.
Dude, okay, I want to sit on this for a second. How do you come up with Roger Gaylord? You're just sitting around beating the meat, and you're like, "Oh, you're
no."
Right,
we
Lord.
Went into this off air.
I
he
could
can't
be the
go into this on air.
Oh, he can't.
No,
you just make up names, dude. Like, you can make up whatever you want.
It's okay. Whatever he would have used in his Grindr account.
Oh,
yeah, it'd be undercover.
So in your virtual world, you're a part-time deputy.
What? I'm full-time
homosexual.
Homosexual
full-time yep. deputy.
What? What's new with Maddie in real life? What's going on?
Basically, I've devoted my real life to this virtual life.
What happened to the Twitch house?
Oh, the streaming house.
Did I bring that up last
You did.
Time?
Well, no. A while ago.
Not on the air. Not on the podcast.
Yeah, me and my boys are getting a streamer house.
You've been saving that for like 6 months.
Because we're saving up.
So you guys expensive. Need to have it downtown, like in a loft or something. Get ritzy with it.
Is this in real life or in GTA? No,
is Medicine Man Dan a part of this?
He doesn't stream. Yeah.
So
one of our biggest fans.
For our listeners out there that don't really know what a stream house is, go and tell them what a stream house really is.
Sausage Fest is all you need to say.
Usually if you're a pro gamer, it's your teammates, but usually you just get your boys together and you're all in the house and you all stream all day.
Well, to be fair, normally it's hot chicks who are like taking showers and having pillow
I pay
fights,
for that.
Right?
Yeah, can I be
that traditionally was streaming, right?
Coins. I mean,
streaming houses.
Cling, cling, thanks. Cling, thanks. Cling.
Roger Gaylord.
Yeah, Roger Gaylord.
Yeah. Here's a
I was
going
to say Gay Roger.
Gay Roger.
I can't.
Here's a nipple flip, but go to private.
As I get it's funny, but you're disrespecting my name. It's on a badge. So.
Oh.
It's the virtual
Wait,
badge.
Do you guys have officer numbers, too? Like, yeah. I want your number.
I'll show you.
What's your number?
I'll show you my badge.
Wait,
number?
Wait. You printed it out?
2-for-1.
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 Oh, yeah, I think 2-for-1.
Your badge number has to be 0000069.
I also want to know, is there regional transit BD?
There's my badge.
Oh, okay.
2-for-1.
For those of you who can't see, he's showing
oh,
us a phone.
Oh, that's pretty
but
legit.
But it has Gaylord, badge 2-for-1, Blaine County Sheriff's Department. That'd be no big deal. But
so you the
yeah,
241st
no right.
deputy?
No, it's just your rank. Like, I was 261 when I was a probie. And then I did my FTO, and I passed to deputy.
You did an FTO?
Yes. Yeah, I had to do 3 hours
yes.
of FTO.
So, like, if you get, like, pulled over by an actual cop in real life, do you, like, pull that out and try and see if there's any perks?
I mean, I'll bring it up. Okay. It might help.
Yeah. Oh, officer, you're pulling me over for a 1047 when it should have been a 1044.
Check out the badge, Grandpa. 241 here.
Blake County Sheriff.
Yeah, I might pull out my phone, pull up the Discord, and my badge might show. He might take it into account.
You know, you should print it out and put it in your wallet. And then just flip it out. Boom.
8.5 by 11 print out.
On a piece of paper.
Yeah. So he's going through FTO, right? And the guy's like, all right, you did pretty good. You didn't mess up. You're not going to get killed. And he's trying to talk him up. And he's like, okay, you need to chatter more, do the radio, be a better aide, be a better cop. Don't be a dick. And this guy's like, so can I skip the last hour of FTO? Because I'm that good, right? I'm like, who the fuck are you, dude? No. You finished an hour of training and you're now the pro?
To be fair, it's virtual. To be fair.
This needs context. At the beginning of the hour, he's like, sometimes if you do really good, they'll skip that last hour. So I just want to be like, yo, do you think I did good enough to skip it?
See, to me, if you're dedicated enough to play something for 3 hours, you should get any accolades or awards, period.
3 hours is low. Like,
speaking of, we need to get game night going again.
Well, see, this is how I got suckered into it. Because
not if it's this shit game.
This fucker, I've got Division 2, and I've been killing it on it.
Wait, you bought Division 2?
I've been killing it, boys. Level 30.
You're up. I'm not buying it.
And I'm like, hey, let's play Division. I can't. I'm on duty. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? And then I get a, hey, Papa Gnome streaming on Twitch. And I'm like,
dude, can't you just kick it in your car in front of a Winchell's?
Yeah, sometimes I'll just run radar. I'll put up radar. I'll be running radar behind like a bush or something. And like a, not
the only bush you're behind.
Pull up my phone and, you know, I'll text a little bit. But.
No, a lot of virtual bush.
Babe, but if I get a priority call.
Boom.
I gotta go. Boom.
Officer down. Back up.
Light sirens. I'm going.
Okay. Do you have a partner?
Sometimes. I did a ride along with a volunteer the other day.
Let me give you this situation.
Was he like, oh my God, you're such a good cop. I'm so glad
I was helping
you.
Him out. I was kind of guiding him through the process and mentoring him.
Young buck.
Let me give you this situation. You get a guy.
These are all people that couldn't pass a psych for being a real cop.
You
could be mall cops.
Yeah, 100%. You get a guy. He's just aching in pain real hard, like down in the nether regions. You don't know what's going on. He tells you that he's got this pain from the last 7 years because he fell asleep with a cock ring on.
Whoa.
Are you talking about this is a RP scenario?
Yeah, RP.
I just want to know. What are you going to do?
What I do, I ask him where the pain's at, and I call an EMS pronto. We have EMS fire department as well.
It's so role-playing in the same game. Firefighters.
So I can be a firefighter?
Yep, you can be
a firefighter. Can you switch jobs?
It's hella boring because they don't get as many calls. They just wait around the department.
Can
they
probably bang chicks? Can you be an emergency, like a doctor?
Yeah, somebody's going to be a doctor.
Can I just work at a fast food restaurant?
He gets lunch at this local
actually,
bar.
I saw somebody,
you go to the Clucklin Chucklin or whatever it's called?
Cluck and Bell?
Yeah.
That place gets robbed all the time.
What's the one, the bar you went to got a burger for $200?
Oh,
$200
the Yellow
burger.
Jack.
Yeah.
The guy that runs
that's
a homie.
For a burger?
They hook it up for you for law enforcement. Yeah. You can literally RP anything you want. That's the fun of it.
Hmm. Jesus. Okay.
Dude's like, yeah, the last cop that came in here hooked it up with a nice tip. I gave him a free burger. He gave me like a $1,500 tip. Matt's like, okay, yeah, that's nice. So the guy charged him $100 for the burger. I don't know how this all works. And Max's like, yeah, here's a $50 tip. I'm like, dude gave a $1,500 tip and you give a $50? No wonder you're not getting free burgers.
Why does the burger cost $100?
It's just the way the currency works.
Oh, it's crazy out in that county.
Wait, they could role play everything realistic except for the currency.
No, the currency is like real. I mean, it depends how much you have. I didn't have enough to give $1,500 to a guy who's running a burger.
Hold on, do you get paid hourly by the sheriff department?
Yeah.
What's your hourly rate?
I get $2,000
every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not paid by the hour, I'm paid by the year.
Yeah, we have a salary. Benefits included. So
oh, really?
Good.
Medical?
Yep.
Do you have to show your medical card when you get shot?
Yeah, like if I have I go for a lot of checkups and I'm just. Yeah.
Oh, his virtual life, he's a hypochondriac too.
A little bit rolls over.
Okay. All right. This is enough.
Sorry, guys.
We're losing listeners right now. Yeah. Next topic.
Sorry about that. Well,
good job, though, Matt. I'm glad you're keeping this virtual world safe.
Let's circle back around and head to that cock ring there for a minute. Shorts, give us some insight on why that was brought
up. Did this happen to you?
No. So there's a new show. Anyone, you guys are familiar with Live PD?
Course.
Yeah. It's the world's or the number one show in the United States
on cable. So Monday nights now they have Live Rescue where they follow EMT, paramedics, and firefighters.
Whoop, whoop.
It's all non-police first responders.
So if a police shows up, does the episode get canceled or something? Or
no. Most of the time they're not there though. It's like in other counties or cities and states they do it differently than
it's
California,
Arizona, Sacramento,
Alabama.
Alabama. Arkansas.
You named one city in four states.
Yeah.
Well, some of them.
Well, there's two in California, Riverside and Sacramento.
Yeah. Okay. And some of them, right, they're like the state EMT. They all fund under one umbrella.
What?
And some of them.
Well, in Riverside, EMTs? Cal Fire shows up.
Yeah.
What?
It's all Cal Fire.
Wow.
So it just depends on, right, the regions and the people. But in Sacramento, like, the first episode, the guy's on there, and he's just big groin pains. And he's like, to be fair with you, this started, like, about 7 years ago. I fell asleep with a cock ring, and I was massive. I was all blue.
Blue and Jesus. Swollen, he said.
Yeah.
How do you fall asleep with a cock ring on?
So then he has to get rushed to the hospital. They cut it off.
No, wait, no. The cock ring's he cut it off.
No, that's the second time.
No, the first time, too.
I thought the first time the doctors
cut it off both times.
So himself. Then he happened to him again, and he fell asleep. And then the EMT didn't want to hear it in the back, the paramedic. And he's like, you need to tell the doctor when we get to the hospital about this.
Yeah, nice. So they can treat it.
How long has the cock ring been on for 7 years?
No.
It
was on all night.
He fell asleep. Probably was on drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's my virtual opinion.
Yep.
fell asleep.
I have a professional opinion.
It swole up. Yeah. It turned blue. He cut it off himself. How he cut it off, I don't know.
That's then impressive,
the
actually.
Second time.
It happened twice. It's like a fucked up ring when it gets sucked into a tree. Like, you know how you get it tight and the fucking thing just grows around it?
God.
You got to cut into the bark to fucking get to the meat.
So at a certain point, we take people's driver's license away when they do stupid shit. When do we cut his dick off?
That's a good point.
He almost did it himself.
He should not be reproducing.
So there's all types of ones. Like, Sac City's pretty cool because they do, like, they had a seizure. They were messing with the fucking bums trying to get fires down by the river, so they were making them put it out. Two people got stuck downtown in an elevator Monday. They had to break open the elevator to get them out.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
Wow.
So, yeah, Monday
this
night.
Is kind of like watching, like, virtual.
How much reality. Longer? You'll be in there for about another hour for the elevator mechanic to get here.
Actually, that was brought up because some
establish
of them.
Establish a pee corner.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So, no, here's a funny thing. So, there was two ladies in there. As soon as the door opened, one jet fucking hella fast. Well, the door started to close again because the other one was taking a slow-ass time. And the EMT dudes are.
No, firefighter.
Yeah, it was firefighter. He was like. Maybe you should go a little quicker next time. You don't want to get stuck again.
Oh, was it at least level? Was
it
like one of those
it
like
was on
action
the first
movies where it was like halfway between that? Like
no,
it was on the first level.
Turns on, off. Yeah.
It just the door was stuck. It wasn't disabling the security, so it wouldn't open.
But I would hate that. One thing you learn from the show is there's a big difference between cops and firefighters when it comes to getting into stuff. Firefighters don't give a fuck. They're like, oh, the door's locked? Break the window down. Break the door off the hinges. Flip the, you know, cut the roof off the car. They don't give a shit.
They're real heroes.
Really good at tearing shit up.
They're like, oh, this switch here would have done the work, too.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm just going to cut the fucking main power to the house.
Give me the jaws. Give me the jaws of life.
So that was badass. They had that fire. It looked like it was real Linda. And they had to cut the hole. So they had the chainsaw cutting the roof, right, for the smoke ventilation. And they had to shut the power lines down, but one was still active. And the two cars exploded in the front driveway.
Well, did you see how much of the house they saved? Because the fire was in the attic.
Yeah.
By venting the roof, they were able to get the fire to come out that vent and put it out.
Because it just
so
sucks
that
it
the
out.
Rest of the house was saved inside.
Wow.
So it shows some cool
Pro
stuff.
Move.
Out of Sacramento?
Yeah. It's
was that Sacramento? I don't know. Yeah. It all blends together towards the show sometimes.
Can you watch it online somewhere if you miss it?
No. You have to watch A&E. If you have A&E, you can log into it, but...
No.
But anyway, so it's if you want to do that, you could really do that in real life. You could be on TV, too, if you work for SAC.
I want, like, 7 hours of my life back because this is way more interesting.
No, the virtual would be more fun.
Where could I donate $10 to this?
Dude.
I'll take it.
Yeah. All right. Next topic. Live PD was cool.
That's cool.
Live PD is pretty cool.
Or that's not Live PD. That's
Live Rescue.
Live Rescue.
Is it the same host?
No, it's a... fucked up lady from CNN.
Why is she fucked up?
I don't know. She's just not as good.
She's
plus, she's
dead.
From CNN.
As Dan Abrams?
She's plus, dead. She's from CNN.
Damn libtard.
So is he, actually.
That's why.
Yeah.
Jeez. Except one of the co-hosts is pretty badass.
Everything she says is fake news. Even though it's live in the recording, it's fake.
Actually,
no cock ring.
No.
It's not there.
Actually, check this out. In Live PD, the time that it actually airs on TV is so close, they don't say that it's delayed. On Live Rescue, there's a blurb on there that they delay it because it has more sensitive information than cops shooting people.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
Medical history.
Yes, because, well, there's like people...
Medical
rolled over in a car accident. So they tell you that there's a lengthy delay in the show.
So, but what are they going to blur... that they can't that they don't blur in Live PD. Can they blur names?
When they're cutting chick shirts off because of like attaching EKG.
Oh, that's true. Don't want to
people say right, in their fucking slip. Medical prescriptions.
Free the nip. Yeah. Come on. We're all about free the nip.
They blur
nip.
Out nip. Driver's license when they're calling, right?
They do now the best they can, but if they don't catch it, dispatch. Then
yeah,
they
do blur. They try to blur out last names. They blur out addresses. Yeah. They blur out that sort of
the
stuff.
Delay for that show is probably like an hour, dude.
No, it's
for live rescue, I bet it's about 30 minutes. For live PD, it's probably about 10 minutes.
When does this live rescue air?
No way. I bet it's like 7. Oh, maybe.
It's in live rescue, you can tell it's a pretty lengthy delay.
What nights and what time does this
Monday
air?
Night.
Monday from 6 to 8 Pacific
I know, dude.
Time.
Okay,
Monday
this nights is what I don't nights. Get. Okay, it's 2 hours. That's okay. A lot of TV. Live PD is 3 fucking... It does not need to be 3 fucking hours.
It needs to be longer.
No
I knew it was coming.
Who are you talking to on this?
Dude...
What are you talking to?
Cops is way better than live PD, by the way.
Cops is fun, actually.
Well, cops is just meat and potatoes.
Well, yeah. It's always high action because they
cut
it up.
All the bullshit out.
There's no lull.
And that too theme bad. Song, dude. You can't fade that theme
dude,
song.
Dude, that theme song
bad
is...
Bad boys.
Yep.
What
yeah.
you gonna do?
Then the intro, they're like... The new intro where they go... to the beat of it when they're smashing the window. Have you seen the new intro?
No.
Dude, they ruined good. It. Is what it sounds
You'll
like.
You'll see, dude. They're smashing the window. They time it up to the bad boys. Like,
that's
so
awesome.
So you're seeing they do better work than you.
No, he could do that.
Well, and also, you have to know Live PD is on Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is on Monday. Unfortunately, yeah. Shook is on duty at those hours, so
I guess I'm running radar. I'll just be
When
distracted.
Is your shift, anyway?
Usually around 9. That's why I got to get out of here.
9 o'clock at night?
Yeah, hold on. You Wait. Told us you had to get at home when it was light out because you had a fucking dark visor on your motorcycle.
That too.
It's no. really because you have to play fucking shoot 'em in with your dick in your hand
Dude,
in the game.
So you play from 9 to midnight?
Sometimes Plus, later.
Dude, oh. I wake up what at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I will see his stream ended an hour and a half ago.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
Hey, justice never sleeps.
That's actually true.
Bad guys don't go to bed, man.
Virtual justice never sleeps. Jesus.
God, well, we keep going back to this.
It does.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You guys just need to watch it.
Yeah, let's go to a far more interesting topic.
Okay.
Got any trips planned up over there, Wireless Freak?
Trips. Ooh. We do have trips, actually.
Yeah.
We've got DEF CON.
Boom.
Nice.
Well, let's do order.
Okay. What's first?
Yeah, what's yeah, first? What what's first on
okay.
your list?
We're going to be going to San Diego, the Wells Vagina, for Cisco Live.
Yes.
No big deal.
Some people want to go see this band called Foo Fighters. Basically, they're garbage.
It's a great band.
Okay.
Foo Fighters would be okay. The other band I would want to see.
Straight garbage.
It's Weezer and Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters okay. I might go see.
You're somewhat excited just because Foo Fighters, if it was just Weezer, you'd be highly disappointed.
Oh, 100%, because they're going to play fucking Africa, which is a shit cover.
I knew it.
It's terrible.
Dude, that's their best work.
Okay.
Only reason I go see them.
Toto is the original Africa is a phenomenal
no,
song.
No, it's the worst Classic. Fucking song ever Classic. Written.
Oh, I would play it right now if we weren't taken
no,
down
it's okay.
for it.
No, 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 no. I appreciate
which we
it.
Got, we got taken down for copyright infringement once already.
Yeah,
that
we did.
The music?
Fuck the man.
Was yeah. that the playlist one?
No,
no
that
the music
one's
still
one was
up. Fine. Shit. That's because we actually critiqued.
Yeah.
I like that one. That was a great episode. I
yeah,
love
that. Yeah,
that's fair use, dude.
But, dude, okay, Foo Fighters, for me and No Name over here.
Yeah.
It sounds depressing.
It's they're
name?
Probably
he
the biggest
no name.
Band of our generation.
I don't know if you can claim them.
The 2000s.
Dude,
are they
we 2000s? Can claim them.
Have you looked
they're early 90s.
Okay,
they're,
you can't claim
they're
them.
They're mid-90s.
I don't know if you can
they're
claim
They're bigger
them.
Today than they ever were in the 90s.
Like, wow. How is that true?
Yeah.
No.
Dude,
you were,
Everlong
were like 9
was,
in the 90s.
Everlong was yeah. a huge
You were like 10
hit.
In the 90s.
Foo Fighters is our generation.
Everlong
I don't
was probably
so.
Like 96.
Our generation.
Now you're like claiming everything
My hero? Come on.
Oh, dude, Titan A.E.?
When they if you weren't old enough to attend a concert by yourself, you can't claim them.
Who?
As a
oh, I went
who
to
was on the City of Angels soundtrack?
What's up?
Remember that crappy movie City of Angels?
No.
Oh, Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan.
Who was? What was their single that they had? Wasn't that a Foo Fighters
song? Hey, I had
song?
Two sisters. Don't hold that against me.
Left Behind.
Fucking, I don't.
Oh man, we're gonna need somebody write in.
Was it
my
hero?
Like a Sarah McLachlan song?
Foo Fighters. Same thing.
Oh, no, yeah, whatever her name
Wait, was it My
That's
Hero?
The 1994. Foo Fighters came out in 94. You guys cannot claim
Their
Foo
current
Fighters.
Lineup was not from 1994 because he got entire Nirvana back together. It's all of them.
Wait, when did Nirvana
Dude,
just end? When did,
no,
when did
you
he
can't.
Die?
Okay, they might have been in Nirvana, but they are not Nirvana.
Oh, 100%.
Nirvana,
far better.
No,
far
no
better.
They're 100% better than Nirvana.
Well,
he's got way more hits. He stayed alive.
Oh, jeez.
Kurt Cobain, Arch. By far, was more talented than anybody that's in that band.
Dave Grohl is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, this is a huge debate right now. I can't agree with that at all.
Dave Grohl literally plays every instrument.
Not
in
taking
the band.
Away what Kurt Cobain did for music. I'm not going to take that away, but I think Foo Fighters,
Stone Temple Pilots,
far superior.
Stone Temple Pilots is good.
Dave Grohl, same guy.
Okay, but Foo Fighters is horrible.
True statement.
No,
and that's
come
the
on.
Only one I'd go see out of those two.
Jeez.
Wow.
I don't know. Like,
oh, Goo Goo Dolls. It was the Goo Goo Dolls. Had a
oh, song. Iris?
Iris was a huge hit.
Oh, maybe it's Goo Goo Dolls that I'm thinking of.
No, no, it's Foo Fighters. Don't
no,
worry.
No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, come on. Yeah.
I don't think Justin's ever heard of their hard rock and shit.
Like he's, what? My Hero? Hero
well,
like
My Hero's not really,
hit.
But it's not really, no, it's not really hard rock hitting. That's more like a love ballad.
No, is it? Not a love ballad.
It's like,
is it about standing on an edge and thinking about jumping?
Crashing in
no.
the
no,
that's
our God.
See?
That song's no good.
Okay. If you can play it in the elevator, it's not a good song.
Oh, you cannot play it.
You know how many hot oil changes I was involved in listening to that song? They played it every 30 minutes on 98.5.
It just brings up bad memories.
It was
Y92.
It was
like
I don't know.
It was a 98.5.
No, it was 98.5. They played that garbage. Dude, I have scars on my hands from that garbage.
That damn song pissed you off.
Yes. I was like, crap. Damn it. Hurt my hand.
Going back, Foo Fighters, possibly, Cisco Live.
Yeah.
Well, that's a rumor still. The other rumor is Kings of Leon.
See, okay. They went from, who did they have last year, Bruno Mars?
Dude, so it was a huge disappointment. I was looking online. People were upset because Bruno Mars isn't an IT-friendly musician.
I don't care. He's still selling out arenas. And then you go
okay,
to
but
Foo
his
Fighters.
New shit is real trash. That song he just did with Cardi B or whatever is terrible.
Okay. And the Foo Fighters? Cardi?
Perfect
Cardi?
Timing.
This is my fetish. This is my hoo ha.
That being said, though, I mean, still, if it's music friendly for IT workers, wouldn't you want like DJs there?
Thank you. Foo Fighters is not friendly music to IT workers.
That's true.
Neither is Weezer.
God. Well, Weezer's real big right now because they fucking have fucking Africa and it's terrible.
Weezer's not
oh
big.
My God,
ever.
Africa is so good.
They just came with fucking.
Okay, I'm sorry, but the generation that's going to be at Cisco Live digs fucking 80s music.
That might be true. That might be a
one,
true statement right there.
I'm keeping it one.
They would,
you okay? You need
okay.
Water?
But you know what they really like is fucking Windows 95 Buddy Holly.
What?
Well, that's what blew Weezer up was every version of Windows 95 came with that remastered edit of Happy Days. That was one of the perks.
I
don't know if that's
think
what blew
that's
Weezer
why
up.
They got famous.
No, I'm pretty
it was.
Sure that's
they said
not.
Most people. That's
no.
If you look up their history.
It was the video with the sweater song.
Yes, and the video came with every purchase of Windows 95.
But didn't, that no.
Did they have a song about graduation?
No, that's Third Eye Blind.
No, I think Weezer did too.
No, the big hit for them was Beverly Hills.
Oh yeah, Beverly Hills is big.
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's where I want to be.
Hi. See, you guys can't claim you guys can't claim Weezer.
No.
That's too early for you guys.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that
it's ooey, just look like Buddy Holly.
That's huge. Yep.
I'll tell you what would kill Cisco Live. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Okay. Snoop Dogg would kill.
Okay.
Let's see. Who else would kill?
Tech Nine?
No, not an IT
well,
world.
Well, would for me.
If I don't know who they are, I don't know if anybody else would.
Dude, I just found out it came out with a new album.
Terrible. No, I'm not going to say anything bad about it.
Okay.
I haven't given a
Bring
shot.
Calvin Harris. He could close it down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Far too expensive.
Bruno Mars isn't?
Okay. T-Swift?
I think so.
Here's the funny thing. Twitter T-Swift with the real T-Swift.
Oh, epic.
And you just
Swift
have...
on security with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
In furries.
Fact. Cisco Live.
Katy Perry had the sharks. We're going to get furries.
Are there furries at the event?
I'd watch Katy Perry, too.
Only if she's with furries.
Yeah. Cardi B.
No.
What if that was the show?
Cardi B?
Yeah.
Oh God.
That'd be terrible.
She's hot for right now.
No, dude. It's
want my money
How
back.
About the guy that sang Chocolate Rain?
Plus,
oh, deal. Deal.
Plus, here's the fucked up thing: if Cardi B is doing it, we already know she drugs men. So she's drugging every
Everybody's
IT guy
roofied.
There is going to be fucking
Everybody's
gone.
Getting roofied. You know they should get Rich Brian, aka Rich Chiga.
Oh yeah, Rich Brian. He changed his name.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Does he have new music or
he
what?
He just wants to be more sophisticated, he said.
Dude, I almost went to the 88 Rising tour.
Hey, speaking of new songs, that Little Dicky song is fucking trash.
Earth? Come on, dude.
Earth was terrible.
He's looking out for the Earth.
Wasn't his best work.
It's terrible.
It's the new We Are the World.
God, it's terrible. Circle of Life bullshit that I need to hear 1,000 times.
Circling back, Calvin Harris made $48 million alone last year.
Bruno Mars' entire net worth is $89 million. Entire net worth.
Oh, dude. Ooh,
Calvin Harris is turning it up.
No, he averages like $50 million a year. Yeah. When him and Taylor Swift were together, dude, they were a power couple.
Even, yeah, even without Taylor Swift, he makes hella
money. What's his net worth? How much is his net worth?
Oh, he's probably worth like $250.
I'd say $250.
Wow.
He's the biggest number one DJ in the world.
Okay, well, they can still get Calvin Harris. Get Calvin Harris, fuck Weezer, fuck Foo Fighters, and just bring one in.
Do I want to go DJ for a whole bunch of IT men or go to a nightclub and DJ for some hot banging chicks?
Yeah, it's exactly.
It's an easy decision. IT guys, we'll fix your credit, dude.
220.
220 mil? Oh, yeah, that's going to be a tall order, boys.
That's like,
have fun with Weezer.
I bet Tiesto's close to 200 mil.
Yeah, but Tiesto's been around a lot longer.
How about they get a V? Oh.
Too soon. Too soon.
Okay, how about Prodigy?
Oh,
Nine Inch Nails. They would be dope.
For tech, I don't know. That might be a little too hardcore for them.
Do you think?
Yeah, it might scare some people.
The best Nine Inch Nails song, that, I mean, is fucking a Johnny Cash cover.
Johnny Cash is good.
So Cisco
after Live. Cisco Live.
So hold on. Well, some people don't like to go to the concert.
Oh, yeah.
So what are other people going to do?
So I told myself, I've been lying to myself for like a year now, saying I'm not going to go to Star Wars Land. Disneyland's going to be stupid as shit. It's going to be fucking busy.
Crowded.
It's going to cost a lot of money.
Kids.
Crowded. Kids.
Shitheads.
But then I started thinking, I'm like, well, the first month, it's going to be reservations only.
What?
Not bad.
Yeah. For the entire park?
Just for Star Wars Land.
To get into Star Wars Land, you need a reservation?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
God, Disney does it.
The reservations sold out in 2 hours.
Was there a waiting line online? That long. Was there like
I'll get into that.
Oh, sure. But,
okay, yeah, so I'll get into that. So, at 8 o'clock, they were supposed to start reservations on May 2nd. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Not May the 4th.
I'm at work. Yeah, not May the 4th.
God, they suck some things.
Well, you know why? Because it was going to go down. So they didn't want it to look bad.
Okay.
So on May 2nd, shit goes down. Like, went sideways. They said, please, don't refresh the page. Calm the fuck down. Sign-ups are going to start at 10. Well, if you went to this link, you got a page that said, you're in a queue now, and your place is saved. Don't refresh the page. Don't close the page. So I was like, okay, I'll open that page 4 times and just let it sit, right? Cause I'm
like, same link.
I'm getting in. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. So I just opened up like 4 windows. So I'm in meetings all day, and I'm just sitting there fucking watching, waiting for that shit to go. We're at a meeting with Cisco, and I'm like, shit. I'm in. So I'm like, fuck, I don't know my password. So prompts for my password. I get in there. I add myself. I add my wife. I add my buddy. Hit enter. It's like, congratulations.
Oh, jackpot.
May 12th.
Jackpot.
The night of the
potential
concert
Weezer
that I don't
want
to care.
Wait. So how are they? When you go to Star Wars Land, they're going to check you at the door and
no,
say.
No. So you're reserved out. A block of hours.
4 hours
to go
in Disneyland.
On the day that you reserved.
So this is where I think I'm really going to score, is that it's reservations only. You can't cancel the reservation.
Can you sell it?
You can't sell the reservation.
The party leader has to be there.
You can't even modify the reservation.
Jesus.
So I'm thinking, you know, all these people were like, I got to get this reservation. Before they even figured out if they can make it, they can't give it to anybody. Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe a third of the people aren't going to be able to make their reservations.
Two thirds.
So that means a limited amount of people in Disneyland.
Pro move.
In Star Wars Land.
Bravo.
I don't know.
Are you going to buy a lightsaber?
I don't know, dude.
$200. What are they going for? $200?
Hey,
Mike.
For the build,
Universal
the build a light.
Shook me for the stupid Harry Potter one.
I do.
And I had to get
two
of
those.
I have
one in there right now. It's $60.
Yeah. So I mean, for a lightsaber, come on.
Fuck it. You might do it.
So you better start saving because you're like $450 in with 2 kids.
I'm not going.
You're going.
It doesn't matter. Your kids are gonna want them though.
Yeah, you're gonna buy them.
You bought two fucked up ones.
You're gonna be going.
Yeah. 2 years from now, I might have to go. But see, the family went to Disneyland over spring break and they had a hell of a time. Hell of a time. So I'm hoping they're shook and never want to go back.
Oh, what? They didn't enjoy themselves, huh?
Star Wars Land.
Stomach flu with so my wife went with her and a friend and 4 kids.
Okay.
What other mom? Stomach flu.
Wow.
Wrecked one of the days.
No.
Next day, kids wrecked.
Oh boy.
Then they got to travel home. craziness with like Lyft, the driver goes crazy, can't get her home, can't get her to the airport, just drops her off in the middle of LA, nowhere.
Whoa.
Hey, I can't do this, you gotta stay here, I'm out.
What the hell?
Yep, middle of Inglewood, dropped her off. She missed her flight, had to book a hotel to get to, and then fly out of Long Beach instead of, what's it called?
Did she file like a complaint?
We got the Lyft money.
They got their $12 back.
But yeah. Not the hotel?
Nothing else. And they're like, hey, here's a $5 credit to use in the next 30 days.
Awesome. Thanks, Lyft.
I'm using Uber. I hope your IPO flops. Guess what? It flopped.
God.
You know who didn't flop?
Zoom.
Beyond.
Oh, no, not touching
Beyond
that
Burger
one.
So, fucking lit up.
Going back to it, yeah. I think it's going to be cool. So I get to go. I got a reservation for the 12th, and then a niece got one for the 20th.
You doing two trips?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
See how
you can't auction
out.
This off,
well,
though, huh?
Well, it also depends.
It's like Avenger tickets.
Because it's a long day for him, right? Because he's got to go all the way up to San Diego.
From San Diego to Anaheim.
And it's from 8 to midnight. So he's not getting back till 2 in the morning.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, I can do it.
I'm just saying it's
Star
a long
Wars.
Day.
I'm not going to Cisco Live.
He's thinking
Live.
About it.
No, kidding. That's a true statement.
Yeah.
Schwartz is in bed by 8.
Oh, yeah.
Needs a full 12.
In.
The conference
this dude
ends
trips
at like
because
8
like I go
day.
To bed at like 11 or 12, and he's like, what?
Fuck, dude. That's like, okay, so Sharks, I think, play Wednesday night for game 7. We got to be at work by like 4:30 Thursday. So I'm like, if I go to bed at 10:30, I'm getting like 4 hours of sleep if I'm lucky.
That's adequate for most people.
Oh, no. I will heavily disagree with that. I've read multiple books on sleep. 7 hours minimum. If you're not getting 7 hours, you will die early and live a miserable life.
I don't live a miserable life, and if I die early, I count myself lucky.
There we go.
So you don't know how much better you could have it. Yeah,
no, I do. I used to sleep a lot, and I missed out on a lot. Now I don't sleep little, and
you miss
I miss nothing.
On?
Everything that happened between 10 and 4 a.m.
Nothing.
Now I don't miss that
so
stuff.
So what time do you wake up if you game until 4 a.m.?
Like 10, 11 a.m.? If I have to be up...
6 hours? 7 hours?
If I have to be up, I will go to bed at an adequate time.
What are you going
to
do when you finally grow up?
I'll go to bed at 8. Remember...
I guess that's true.
I will go to bed early.
Is he had a real job for a little bit.
Is it going to be real tough on you to have to just get rid of streaming? Like, when you have to, like, get up early on a regular 9-to-5 job?
You can still stream.
Dude, not if you want your 7 hours.
It depends how long my shift's going to be.
You just won't get married.
How are you going to move into the stream house? Those guys don't ever sleep.
If we move into stream house, we'll be full-time streamers.
That town's going to go to hell without him patrolling the streets.
Okay. It's true.
I'm just saying, guys, get your 7 hours.
I disagree.
Dave says.
Nope.
Okay.
I disagree.
I've been going to bed real late, though, on Shark Night, and it's tough.
Shark Night, like that.
All right. Sharknado?
I guess. Sure.
All right.
Hey, is the NFL, NHL rigged? Why is every series going to 7?
No,
they're
only
like
Sharks
the NBA.
Have.
Like the NBA. No, the last series too. Before
only Sharks though.
No, it's been great games.
Colorado
though.
Or no?
No, Boston? Sharks. I think Sharks. Yeah, they did.
See, oh, only Sharks. Yeah.
Last night was a great game.
Oh, last night was great.
Fuck, yeah, unfortunately, but wrong end.
I'm just saying, NHL is looking a lot like NBA, calling fouls that don't happen.
They are talking about Joe Pavelski showing up just for the warm up skate to try to shook fucking Colorado.
Oh, it's a pro move.
He's called the Cap.
Cap. Oh, Cap.
The Sharks dress him like Captain America.
All right.
Cool.
They had a cat that fucking one
Call
time.
Call me when he's a fucking little person.
That's true. They just had a cat run out one time on the ice, and they called it Pavelski.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about real TV.
No, I can't.
Sharks.
I went back while the wife was in Disneyland, started Game of Thrones at the beginning.
Oh.
It's 64 hours.
Dude, how far are you?
I'm the last episode of season 7.
Oh,
I had to knock
dude,
that out.
No, you still got two more season and a half.
No, season 8's the last season.
Oh, is it 8 or 9?
Eight. This is hours it. Of what?
And so finally, man, TV. You know how many characters they swapped out mid-season on us?
There's a lot of people who died.
Well, they swapped out.
Well,
the mountain,
only one I know of.
Yeah, the mountain swapped out. But you really can't tell with the mountain because he's got that
the
mask.
The two sons dude? Remember the one who the Dragon Queen?
Oh yeah, her love.
Yep,
yeah, that was
swapped him out.
Yeah. That was bad because the new guy they swapped out was not as good.
No, and then the chick that Cersei was sleeping with, her cousin, that was the cut in the head. Remember the religious people?
They yeah. swapped him?
That was a different guy when yeah. she was nailing
well,
him.
Well, let's be fair. He didn't last very long.
No, that's true. So I'm like, I hate when you become a soap opera and you change him out in the middle and then it's like, you can't do that.
That didn't bother me too much.
Killed me. Well, because you don't notice it when they space it out over a season.
So I don't watch it. I'm sure you've seen on social media. My favorite thing is how fucking people are blowing up this last season, especially last one for the Starbucks Cup.
Oh, that actually blew up big.
Dude. HBO had to fucking respond
but
because
no
people
spoilers.
Were attacking
he hasn't,
him
he
so
hasn't
hard.
Made it to season
well, I
8.
Did,
no
unfortunately, I saw the Starbucks Cup. I don't know what scene it is, yeah. but it's not the first time.
No.
Someone we know, the imp, pointed out that brother, the twin brother.
I don't know. I don't watch. I don't know who any of these people
he's
are.
He's holding an A&W cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know where it was, but he found
people
it.
People are like, the directors have mailed in this season real hard.
Nobody on there's eating A&W. Come on.
That's, he said he saw the one-eyed king prince. What's his name?
He probably didn't know what it was and thought it was an A&W
yeah,
cup.
Yeah, that could have been it.
That's Bud Knight in fucking Game of Thrones.
Plus, okay, Bud I don't Knight. Think there's a A&W in Scotland, number one,
there's not
probably.
That's a good point.
Scotland is where they filmed 90% of this movie.
They got Starbucks out there, but they might not have an A&W.
Yeah. I love the show. It's phenomenal.
Well, like I said, I've been following it. Finally knocked him out one consecutive time.
We could have talked about it today.
Next time.
All right, we're not going to mess with you.
Next time, I'll have it all caught up and knocked out.
Probably next one, it'll be all said and done.
So phenomenal.
Well, and then they have the 4 spinoffs they're doing.
Okay. Yeah, you know, what is this supposed to be about?
So I heard they have 5 planned, but 3 are moving forward. We don't know how many total they're going to do.
Movies?
At least, no, spinoffs.
They're going to do shows?
And so I don't know if they're going to do like a Cersei.
I did not want that to happen. I didn't want shows. I wanted that.
Are they
going to
be like prequels? Yep. Like how did Cersei get where she got to be?
What this face is saying.
Prequels.
The writer.
Yeah. Mad King. They're going to show the king go mad.
Or the Jon Snow getting his mom and dad, that whole side story.
Dude, I haven't seen any of it.
Well, are you planning on watching any
I've
of it?
I watched a few of the first ones. I never got to the rest.
Sorry, it's like 12 years late now, dude.
That quit streaming, get in the game.
Seriously, you could have knocked out all of the seasons in the amount of streaming.
How many hours
in 3 days you could have knocked it out?
64 to catch up.
64 hours
to catch up
to catch through season 7.
That's not that bad.
It's a real good show, dude.
The first were pretty
it's
good.
Phenomenal.
It didn't hook me as I thought it would.
Oh, it was.
Sons
it
of Anarchy got me.
Hooked. I would say the first season's pretty good, but after the first season, I think it really starts to take off. And like each season, dude, it like hits you. Like they do something crazy every season.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, and I kind of dig the whole Hound Arya relationship
situation that's happening.
Well, even and but before, oh, before, like in your seasons when they were like, he was kind of protecting her mm-hmm. and they were keeping up, and then. Yeah,
that whole
it's a good show.
Yeah,
definitely
phenomenal.
So then back on topic, but after
Star Wars Land,
we go to DEFCON.
DEFCON
20 something.
Seven.
Is it seven?
Seven. $27. $270, baby.
Is that how much it's gonna cost?
It's always been right. Just add a zero to the number.
It's gonna be.
Epic.
$300 at some point.
Epic. It's going to be epic.
Add a zero every time. Huh?
Yeah, that's basically.
Jesus.
So,
that's
I got,
not how it used to be, for
no, not for the veterans. The noobs, that's all we know, right? So, we don't know any
I remember
difference.
When it was $75.
Damn.
So, but I have a fun little Wireless Freak and I go pretty often. He goes all the time. I go when I can. But every year, I like to get 2 beds just in case someone wants to tag along.
Yeah.
And this year, I don't have anybody tagging along.
Oh,
shook. Dude, what are you doing in August?
Hey-o.
Are you're actually going this year?
100% going. Lock, load, already got my airplane ticket purchased.
I actually figured out.
Bought you an airplane ticket, too.
Yeah. I got the points. I'll put it up.
You probably do have hella points.
I got hella points. Do you want to go to DEF CON?
You should
you
go,
need
dude.
To go.
Come
hard.
On, dude.
Isn't like a week long?
We're going.
Let us pop your cherry.
Your Vegas cherry.
I've you been to Vegas.
No.
I
went to
up,
Vegas with our parents.
Have you? Okay.
Virtually?
Real life rested.
Oh, real life?
Yeah.
Have you been since 21?
I got pepper sprayed.
No. You didn't.
I put up a fight.
No, you
dude,
didn't.
Dude, the best is all the fucking ladies that just strip naked right on the sidewalk and get into their little fucking gowns.
What? I like the I clappers. The dude handing out the little porn cards. That's always entertaining. Yeah.
So when we
12-year-olds.
So we went by Bellagio, all the girls are dressed in like the go-go outfits and shit. They just strip naked and then put those outfits on right there on the street.
About.
Yeah, I never.
Or you
saw
just
that.
Go to real gentleman's club.
That's
Maddie.
True. Hey, be it's careful expensive. Though, because. I'm on Yelp. I'm like, best fucking tacos. I'm looking for best tacos in fucking Vegas.
It's a club.
And it's in a fucking gentleman's club.
Dude, there's a club around here where people, the best review has the best wings. It's a strip club vendor.
Yeah.
What is it?
Is that Centerfolds?
Centerfolds has the best wings.
Do
is that
they?
True?
Supposedly. I've never been and had their wings, that's a big thing. They always love their wings.
We need to test this theory.
No, because it costs $7 to get in there just to eat the wings.
SNR, you can probably get a free voucher.
Okay. Coupons out. All of us will.
Yeah, that's what I want to do is be sitting at the strip club and a girl comes, you want a lap? No, I'm just here for the wings.
Just the wings. That's you
gotta, yeah. People probably do that for like a lunch.
Can we get a table for six, please?
Yeah. Work lunch.
I see you only have breasts, but where do I get the nuggets?
You want the nuggets, huh? That's a different club.
But that was always the McDonald's commercial, right? They bring the chicken out and they'd be like, you can't find the nuggets. Chickens don't have them. That was our ad for like ever. Oh. So it was a funny joke, but
Justin's was far funnier.
Just landed.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, okay, what were we talking about? Vegas.
So, Maddie,
Matt, so let me tell you a little about DEF CON. All right. Completely safe.
100%.
They're accepting of all types of people.
You're in.
No, seriously.
Celibate or not.
No, for real. Like, if we'll take you to Queer CON, like, they're down for like anything.
Fur CON.
Furry CON. Dude, it will open your mind to like everything. It's like it'll change your world.
Plus,
it really will.
You need to hit the marijuana shop on the strip. Conference.
What's up?
Yeah. It's an IT conference. What else will it open me to?
No, it's
the life.
Okay, it's not an IT conference.
It's a lifestyle.
It's the
conference.
World's largest hacker convention.
There, that's a better way to describe it.
And people go, oh, you know, I'm not into computers, whatever. Dude, it's. It's everything. How to survive a zombie apocalypse. How to protect yourself from government spying. How to do, you name it, they do it there.
Plus, you could go to the shooting range.
I volunteer every year for the DEF CON shoot. So we go out into the middle of the desert and we shoot fully automatic suppressed machine guns.
No shit.
Cannons.
Belt-fed 50 cal machine guns. You name it.
Will you volunteer for it?
I'm a range safety officer out there.
Oh,
yeah.
So like, but you, otherwise
he's
you have
a,
to
he's
pay
like
to
a
do it.
Real reserve deputy when he's out there.
Yeah. In real life, he has authority.
I got real guns. So no, it's cool, dude. It's fun.
It's pretty sick.
You'll get to shoot guns that you've never shot before, and you'll never get to shoot.
Plus, you get to spoon with your brother.
No, I got two beds. That's why I get two beds.
I would say do it. If you don't like it, just stay in the room.
Yeah, you should go
just for the experience, once in a
just
lifetime.
Huddle up,
kind of right.
I mean, it's a week long, huh?
It's going to be from
Tuesday to Monday.
Plus, you just want to hang on the room. You go to the marijuana shop right there on the strip. And just like
my wife will be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you have someone to hang out with.
Marijuana. This is putting on the record.
Oh, he's an officer in Blaine County. He can't admit to that.
Okay.
So, no, are you in? We need
I can't make a commitment on, especially when it's
hey,
on.
We need a firm
here.
Commitment.
Now that he's in Blaine County, he needs to fucking give a shout out to this show. On the fucking
on
server.
The stream, yes. Yeah.
You on actually, the stream, okay. Dude.
Can you listen to the stream through your radio?
You mean in Blaine County?
Yeah.
Control?
Yeah.
Probably
we got to find a way to pipe that in.
Yeah.
Actually, I could with the mic I have. I could do that.
So,
some of my boys, they're like legit. You don't got to hang with them. They're a little intense.
You guys shook hands with a guy that's killed someone.
Jesus.
What kind of people do you hang out with, dude?
Good people.
John McAfee.
We got pictures with them.
These guys, they are legit, right? They're the real deal. They're the real hackers. They kind of don't even go to the conference. They just have their own thing. Don't worry about it. Don't get crazy with that. But there's tons of other stuff we do. We got tons of friends that go, other friends that go that are cool. You got good connections of people that work around here in IT.
Might be able to get a real job.
Well, yeah. See, I'm not like the big party drinker like you guys are when you go down there.
I'm not a big party drinker.
I'd go down there to get educated.
I won't say that about me, but.
What?
I'd go down there to get educated.
And that you will.
100%, dude.
How to hack
and
a Tesla.
That.
You guys do know he's an educated man now, right?
I am certified by the state of California educational system.
They give that to anyone that's
willing
to pay for it.
Computer networking and security.
Nice,
and security.
Dude.
So
hell yeah.
He almost owes it to himself.
That's true.
Computer networking and security.
You got to really see how it works.
Exactly.
You can read
IRL.
It in books until you
IRL.
See it.
This teacher didn't even know how to subnet, remember?
That's a true statement.
You go to the capture the flag, your mind will be blown. It'll be like, whoa, this is the real
What
deal.
About
like,
the voting, the hacking booths?
Huh?
The voting registry hacking booths.
Yeah, they started that 2 years ago. How to vote,
hack voter on voting machines.
Yeah, voting machines.
How to hack the slot machines?
It just depends what's going on that month. Oh, when is August?
We know someone that
August is right after July, but it's before September.
Matt,
I don't know.
That's a soft no.
Once in a lifetime, go, dude.
I have.
What? You have a job?
Yeah,
Blaine County, huh? Blaine County's gonna be in the way.
Something else coming up, so I can't make any firm commitment.
Wait, what do you got coming up?
You tell them when you're.
I can't talk about it here.
Whenever you go for any interview, just say, "Look, because this is what I do. I will gladly work for you, and I will kill it for you. But I need a week off in August."
Dude,
every job I'll get.
Actually, one of my other buddies might be going that works for a county law enforcement agency.
That's pretty cool.
So you'll be able to hang
connection.
With him.
If you arrest me, I get pretty wild, dude.
Okay.
Well, he might teach you what
you
to
don't
do in
get
Blaine
wild.
County.
I'm just saying, last time I was in Vegas, I got sprayed and arrested.
This is bullshit.
With our
dude,
mom.
This time,
a
you will get...
A golden shower's not being called sprayed.
You
come
will
on
get
now.
Spayed and arrested. Trust me, dude. You'll come back a man. You'll leave a boy and come back a man.
That sounds like a GOM quote.
It's a true quote.
I don't think the GOM could hang.
No way.
No.
He would be shook.
Asian invasion?
Oh, that was a good
I think the goons would make him cry.
Remember that year, the Asian invasion chicks?
Asian invasion
They were
chicks.
Sitting at the Caesars with
yes.
all the shirts.
Yeah.
That was a
that
fun
was
year.
Funny. He'd have been like, oh, okay, I can't go any further. That's where I got started yelling at that dude in the elevator. When he started talking shit.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, you don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
You talking to my fucking boy Wireless Freak?
Dude,
I'll put you down.
I'll stab you in the face.
And I was sober.
You're talking to my boy all wrong.
I was pissed because we went to this penthouse party that was like 300 fucking degrees in there.
Jesus.
It was put on by some fucking big, I think it was Bug Crowd that put the party on.
Was
so
it? Oh, yeah. It was either no, you're right. You're
one
right.
of those crowds.
Yep.
Fucker leaves his iPhone plugged into a speaker right there. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I was like, fucking start fucking with this iPhone. He's like, oh, grabs a phone, fucking runs away. So it comes up, like, we literally just took all the beer out of the cooler and fucking left because it sucked.
Hell
we
yeah.
Drank
you
free
guys.
That
we're
night.
Out of here.
That's
hell
awesome.
Yeah.
We drank free that night.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, I walk around with a backpack with like at least two fists of whiskey in it, and I'm just pouring shots down the aisles as I'm going.
That's the that's where we the famous line was quoted.
Which one was that?
Was there a party?
Did
you guys go
yes.
to a party?
Dude, and you wouldn't think this would ever work. We're walking through a fucking casino, right? And these chicks are like, is there a party? I'm like, yeah, it's in my pants. And she's like, oh, really? I'm like, and I had a fifth of vodka in my pocket of my cargo pants. And I'm like, here you go. She's like, where are you guys going?
And latched on.
They were there all night.
All weekend.
Yeah, they were all weekend. Actually, we're still
and
friends.
To this day, yes.
Every year, him and his wife come and we hang out.
Sometimes yeah. the sister shows.
Hell
and,
yeah.
They're a good crew.
Remember the cabbage?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like, so hit me up later. Just hit up my Instagram and leave a comment on the post of a cabbage.
That way I'll know it's you.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What kind of cryptic fucking situation is this?
Jesus.
That's so awesome. I looked. There was actually a picture of a cabbage on her Instagram. And I was like, no thanks. Gross.
Thought I smelled cabbage.
She's like, well, that's what it
looks like. She looked
like
a...
Oh.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That's pretty wild.
She was an interesting person.
Oh, yeah. Good.
But that one... So that was with Keith. Right? DJ Keith.
Yep. That was a good night. That was Silent Circle. No, Black Phone.
Yeah, Black Phone.
Black Phone's
which
party.
Could have been Silent Circle.
Might have
the
been
two
Silent
are
Circle.
The same.
Yeah, yeah.
But they had this, they had rented this ballroom, and Keith, who's fucking awesome DJ, he's awesome.
He is, best friend.
Had the whole outside of this ballroom was lined with classic arcade games.
Oh, shit.
Free to play. Cool. You can play as many video games as you want. Free beer, free alcohol.
Didn't they have the like 30-person foosball table too?
Yes, they had the world's largest foosball table.
That's badass.
And what the really? DEFCON party guys were handing out those little eight shots, those
the
of like the worst
airplane.
Alcohol. Yep. Oh. It was like apple flavored Jack Daniels, grape flavored Jack Daniels.
It wasn't grape; it was grape flavored liquor.
I don't know. I would know someone
that would down that.
I poured them all into a cup with a Red Bull and fucking went to town.
Oh, Jesus!
Yeah,
sounds pretty disgusting.
He was mixing that with vodka and whiskey.
Dark
and
clears.
And he hands it to me and goes, does this taste all right? I'm like, this tastes like shit, dude.
It was not
like, tastes good.
Good
to me.
It was not good.
Oh,
great night. Great night.
I had to fly that morning, too. No, that was a different time.
Yeah.
Maddie, it sounds like you should go.
I think so.
It's an experience, man.
Eye-opening.
I'll think about it, man.
Oh, God. Seriously, I'm swapping the room out. I'm getting a king bed and just taking the extra space.
push the beds together.
Nope, fuck you.
You
could. Bunk beds.
You really need to go, dude.
I offered this member on his 21st birthday last year, and he didn't want to take me up on it.
Because you were going to try to get me drunk or drug me or something.
No, just go for the experience.
You could go there and be sober and be completely fine.
That's
I think a lot of people do.
Dude, it's just a good time.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
See, I'd want to go sit in the conferences and just watch the
Well, here's the thing is you don't even have to go to the conferences. You could sit in your room and watch them on the TVs.
They broadcast?
They're all cybercasted to the rooms.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, you can buy stuff there that you can never buy anywhere else, like sweet lockpick kits and
cock rings.
Illegal stuff.
Yeah. Made out of, like, silicone boards.
So you don't have to cut them off. Take them back on the plane.
They'll disintegrate.
Hide
a little
keisters.
Spit lube would get it off.
Oh, Jesus.
I think you need to do it.
So that'll be our August trip?
Yeah, that's August.
Good time.
I wanted to go to Austin for Ignite before Cisco Live, but my travel got shut down because Texas isn't cool with like transgender stuff. So
equal opportunity, gotta love everyone.
So I was gonna pay out of pocket, but it's tough to pay it.
That's a lot of money for.
But we'd be going for the barbecue and the convention.
I'm going for the barbecue. Just happen to have the convention going
for
on.
Sure, dude. Little Franklin's. So that's it. That's our schedule.
Summer.
If you're going to DEF CON, hit us up. Maybe we'll meet up with you.
We could do a
meetup. Oh, B-Sides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are you in on B-Sides?
I submitted to volunteer.
Did they get back to you?
They have not gotten back to me yet.
I can hook you up.
May.
I know the organizer.
Yeah, but after our discussion, we have to decide. I got to kind of...
Will you get a guest pass if you volunteer?
Yeah, I get two, it says. And so me and you are in. The rest of the dudes can kick rocks. I don't know what he'll do, but we'll figure it out.
Oh, you can sex your way in.
Yep.
That was B-Sides.
It's just a conference, like a sub-conference that goes on before DEF CON.
Oh.
It's like a subreddit of DEF CON.
For the gays.
Some Black Reddit.
Yeah. Dude, that's a good one because it's all sponsored, so it's literally as much as you can drink all day. It's all put on by like Google and like all these other companies.
Amazon, a lot of them. Any up and coming.
All you can drink all day. I don't think I ever remember paying for a drink in Las Vegas, to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
Well, we bring a lot. That's the saving grace.
But we go to the store and buy it and bring it to the rooms, but I don't think
not at the bar.
I mean, for breakfast, you're drinking whiskey.
remember that year I was getting hot at the tables and I was buying drinks that year and I told we went to that nice bar and I said you get whatever you want and you ordered a Malibu and pineapple.
It was $14.
Classy.
Hey,
what's wrong with Malibu pineapple?
He knows what he likes. Jack and Coke.
It was a super like I don't know. We were in like Aria or one of the nicer
like a high roller. Or something. Yeah.
And I was hitting, I'm like, all right, all of you guys, I'm buying the rounds. Let's get something good. And so. I think I got like a nice Johnny Walker.
Yeah.
One of the other guys got a nice vodka and soda.
It's refreshing.
And I'm like, yep, that's what he wants. Give it to him. He's right. $14 Malibu pineapple.
Fuck.
What was that the bar that we were in before that? I asked for a Malibu and pineapple and they looked at me like hella weird. And I'm like, Malibu rum and pineapple. Mix them in a drink. And the guy's like, we don't have Malibu. I'm like, what kind of bar is this that doesn't have Malibu? I was like, I'm good.
That's awesome.
Sometimes I'll just say, put some rum on ice, and I'll drink that.
Oh, but, there you go.
Well, that's what I thought. You might, your Captain Morgan Reserve or something like that. That's your La Classe
one. I know, but Malibu, that is just after you're walking in 100-degree heat.
That's true.
I'm like, I want some refreshing.
That's true. Yeah. And
I never get sick. Look how much vitamin C I drink during that weekend.
You don't have scurvies, that's for sure. Dude,
at B-Side, sometimes we'll walk across. We'll drink until they run out of alcohol at the party. Then we'll walk across the street to the liquor store and we stock up and then bring it back to the party.
Yeah.
But remember I got all those pre-canned Malibu pineapples?
Yep.
They're like pre-mixed.
But they weren't Malibu pineapple, were they?
No, they were.
Were they? Okay.
But they didn't taste good.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're all of these little individual cans. So we're sitting there popping those cans.
Hell yeah.
Them.
That's fun.
We also got all those anti-hangover things.
I didn't take one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Did it work?
Drinks?
Oh, they fucked us up.
You don't never take anything like that. Nobody offers you. I don't know how many times I've been offered pills at that motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah. This trip.
So this was probably about, I don't know, five years ago.
Maddie's freaking out over there.
Yeah, I was partying with the ninja guys. And this dude comes up. He's like, dude,
He's like, I got this energy pill. It's also like anti-hangover pill. So you take the silver one at night, and then you take the gold one in the morning. And I'm like, no thanks. I'm not going to die tonight.
You're like, fuck, I took the gold one.
Silver's got him.
Yeah.
Late night.
What about oxygen bar?
I've never done
that. I think our other buddies did that.
Have you? Really?
Yeah, I think they did it once. I haven't tried it.
I don't believe in those things.
Me either. No. IVs, but no oxygen
bar. I just hair the dog. Give me another beer. Pound that down.
Do you know how that works, Matt?
The oxygen bar?
No.
The hair of the
dog. Hair of the dog. Pound one as soon as you wake up.
Just keeping drunk, you miss the hangover.
No, so it doesn't really work that way. But
here's a great story. One of my best security friends that we hang out with, even outside of there, that I've met at DEF CON, going to my room at like 1 o'clock, like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. This guy next to me, struggling to get his key, like couldn't get into his room. He's like hitting the badge on there, trying to stick it in. I can't get it in there. I was like, "What's up?" He's like, "Oh, what's going on, dude? Where do you live?" That's something you don't ask at DEF CON. Like, where do you live?
Yeah.
Or you don't
like, where do you work, man? I work for the government in California, Jesus. And I live in Folsom or some crazy shit like that. I'm like, really, dude? You're really going to do that?
Spewed it all.
So what I was like, dude, hell? And we start talking. We had, like, friends and relations like, that we knew and stuff. So we're like, okay, come by our room in the morning and get some whiskey. So it was probably, like, 9 o'clock in the morning. We're just, like, taking shots of whiskey in my room.
Yeah.
He comes in, grabs a cup, smells it. Threw up in his mouth a little bit. He's like, no, I gotta go. And so ever since then, dude, we talk to the guy every year.
That's funny. Like,
that's awesome. That's funny as fuck.
It's super funny.
But that's DEF CON for you right there, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Never know who you're gonna meet.
DEF CON is drinking $200 whiskey out of a plastic
styrofoam
cup.
Hell yeah.
That's
keeps
DEF CON.
Ice cold.
Fuck yeah.
Man.
Talk classy, act nasty.
You got somewhere to be there, Nancy? What's going on?
We've been going for a long time.
Dude, we haven't even got to the longest piece. This is going to be the next question's like an hour on itself.
Okay, next topic.
Should we go right into those?
Yes.
Yeah, I can bring them up.
Okay. Justin, you want to give a little backstory on why
we're
doing this?
Let's let Dave give the story. He does a better job of it.
There could be some exaggeration in this story, but it'll be pretty accurate.
It's just like all of the stories.
Plus, I don't like talking about it because it kind of creeped me out.
Okay. So we've been going to these meetings. And we are approached, well, actually, Wireless Freak here, Justin was approached after one of these meetings. And the gentleman turns to him and says, I would like to talk to you about something personal.
I'm like, oh, what the hell is he?
Yeah, like out of the blue. And I'm
this was a vendor.
And
too.
I didn't know this was I didn't know this was gonna happen.
I'm not buying your product now.
And we're a team, right? Like, so we're together. I'm like, I'm gonna wait for him.
Yeah.
But he's like, I wanna talk to you real personal. We're like, what
did he whisper like?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it was kind of whispering.
He's like, creepy. Because now we're in the hallway, right? We left the meeting. And Justin's like, yeah, what's up? And he goes, you reason really well in there. You formulate your conversation or your ideas. You have a beautiful mind.
Your logic is very sound or something.
And he goes, and there's this famous study, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I majored in psychology. I'm a psychologist at heart. I like to know how people's minds work.
Get the fuck out.
No, hold on. He's like, I like to know how people's minds work. Some of my theories are based on this blah, blah, blah famous psychologist. If you would just take some time, answer these questions, and I will go individually with you to talk about him. I'll clean him up because I don't exactly agree with his methods, but his method is the best out there to figure out how your mind works. And you have a beautiful mind. You reason very well.
It was really creepy, dude.
Was he rubbing your arm or something when he's telling you this?
Might as well be.
Oh, yeah. God. Pretty close.
Did you buy? Mentally violated.
Did you buy the product already?
No. He's not selling anything.
No, yeah.
Maybe he won.
No.
So this is like blowing up, right? We're like, well, here's a little more backstory.
Jokes
so the,
all day.
So the day before, another vendor tried to social engineer Justin.
Oh, that's a big mistake.
And it went down hard. And
And
this guy was in the same meeting. So now he's seen 2 days of Justin fighting off mental
kung fu.
Pew, pew. Oh, shit. I'm getting a call. But so
what's
he's
your call?
All right, hold on. We'll stop. Okay, we're back.
So, so this guy is talking to, you know, Justin about his beautiful mind and wants to answer these questions. But he did end the conversation with, don't worry, there's nothing personal. I'm not trying to social engineer you.
Yeah.
So, we get the link. He sends it to us. We look at the questions.
He says it's a wireless.
No, he sent it to me too.
What?
Because after
you got a beautiful mind too.
No,
huh?
Well, I wasn't leaving because I didn't know what he was going to ask Justin.
Yeah,
I was just like,
could have got raped right there.
Exactly, mind fucked pretty much. And I was like, we were together leaving the meeting, so I was just like waiting for him. Right, like I wasn't close because he kind of stepped to the side with him.
Did he? Did he like grab him by like the arm and say, "Hey, come over this way,
real quick." No, but it was close.
I got some ice cream in my truck.
Okay, so what are these questions?
There's four scenarios. We'll start with number one.
Oh, man.
Should we do...
Just go for
let's
like...
Let's do that one, and then let's do the one about the cancer.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
There's four scenarios. We'll pick two. Here's scenario dilemma number one.
Focus, Matt.
Joe is a 14-year-old boy who wanted to go to camp very much.
Oh, Matt.
His father promised him that he could go to camp if he saved up the money for it himself. So Joe can go if his dad, if he can raise the money. So Joe worked very hard on his paper route and saved up the money, saved up $40 to go to camp, and a little more besides. But just before camp was going to start, his father changes his mind. Some of Joe's dad's friends decide to go on a special fishing trip, and Joe's father is short of funds, of the money it would cost. So he tells Joe to give him the money that he saved from his paper route, to give to him so he can go fishing with his friends.
The $40?
Yes.
The dad doesn't have $40?
No.
Okay.
Joe didn't want to give up going to camp, so he's thinking of refusing to give his father the money. That's the scenario. Question one. Should Joe refuse to give his father the money?
Joe can do whatever he wants, but he lives in his dad's house. Dad's going to whoop the shit out of him.
Yeah? Okay. I agree that at some point, you know, the dad's just going to be like, yo, son, give me the $40.
But the dad's a douchebag for asking for the $40.
Hold on, there's more questions. Okay. Matt?
Yeah, I agree that you have no control if you're under your parents.
Do you? If you live under your parents' house, you have no control?
If they're paying for your way of living.
You have no control?
At some point.
But here's the
Clip this time.
But here's a fucked up thing, right?
Like 242.47.
His dad was kind of teaching him a lesson to earn the money for the things you want to do, and now he's still in his hard-earned money.
There's two sides. Like, yeah, you're not... It's not good parenting, but it's like you're at the end of the day, you don't have
to hold on. First question, just simple, straight up. Should Joe refuse to give the money to his dad? Yes or no?
Probably no.
I mean, Joe can refuse, but what...
Well, that leads to the next question. So
he's gonna be beat.
Should he? Yeah.
Does the father have the right to tell Joe to give him the money?
Yes. But should the father?
Okay. Does giving the money have anything to do with being a good son? So is Joe a bad son if he doesn't give his dad the money?
No.
Not for not giving the money, but for failing to comply.
Okay.
I've been hanging out with Shook too much now. See, that's what happened. Yeah.
Too much
cops.
Too much virtual copping.
Where are you at in this?
What's the question again?
Does giving the money have anything to do with being a good son?
This is like a lot of more. Morally, it's probably he should because it's like right. It's right to give it to him based on, but the scenario we're in, no, he shouldn't have to give it to him.
Okay. Is the fact that Joe earned the money himself important in the situation?
Hell yes.
Yeah.
His dad's not giving him the money. He worked for it.
Well, part of this is his dad's trying to teach the kid a lesson that you work for something, you earn it, you get a reward. Earning this money, and then the reward is your dad's taking it so he can go drink beer with his redneck friends and go fishing, is not teaching that kid a lesson. It's teaching him the opposite.
I think it might be a life lesson.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it is, but it's the opposite lesson.
Yeah. I mean, my kids pay dad tax all the time. They get a nice ice cream sundae, dad tax.
I mean, you don't want to kick your kids in the nuts that early.
Yeah, but it's tough, right? Because it's like, let's say if Joe
is 14. That's really early.
Yeah, no, kick your kids in the nuts as often as possible because life's going
to
do
Here's
it.
Here's a tough thing. Let's say Joe raised $40 and we don't know. Let's say camp only costs 20. So you have 20 to spend. And his dad only asked for the 20.
Well, now you're reading all these weird things that wasn't part of the question.
But it could be.
When did we get
to go into depth?
When do we get to answer whether the dad's a douchebag
Okay, hold on. We'll go to the next one.
Okay, next question.
The father promised Joe.
FYI. There's 10 of these questions.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
The father promised Joe he could go to camp if he earned the money. Is the fact that the father promised the most important thing in the situation?
100%.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty big.
Yeah, it makes the dad even more of a douchebag.
At some point, he's got to keep his word.
Yeah, you got to, especially as a man, right? Like
that's the only thing you have going for you.
Yep.
Obviously, he doesn't have any money.
Yeah. Okay.
Word's all he's got. That's very important this shit.
I'll skip the next question because it's super broad about should promises be kept in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's easy.
Is it important to keep a promise to someone you don't know well and probably won't see ever again?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm just, that's the question, okay. You know?
We answered it.
When do we get to answer whether they have the douchebag?
Why do you think the most important thing of, or what do you think is the most important thing a father should be concerned about in his relationship with his son?
Respect.
A functioning adult.
Respect.
Yeah.
All I care about is raising functional adults.
You don't care that your kids respect you?
I mean, if they don't respect me, but they're still functioning in society, they're not bad people, they contribute to society, they have jobs, they're educated, they're not, but they don't respect me individually.
That's the point, because at 18 you could just say deuces, but at least they're going to be a productive member of society.
But, well, you don't know, though, because if you grew up with a dad that you don't respect, how are you going to trust other people in authority?
Maybe it's
but
that opposite effect, right? You go the polar opposite.
That's
sometimes
true.
That
you don't want to be in the same situation.
I mean, look at this dude.
Yeah. In general, what should be the authority of a father over his son?
Authority over
anything he says goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
especially in my house.
I think so.
What do you think is the most important thing a son should be concerned about in his relationship with his father?
Whatever the father said.
Wait, say that one again. Sorry.
So it's the same thing with the father, but what's the most important thing the son should want out of the relationship with his father?
I would say fairness.
I guess, yeah. Compassion, maybe.
Yeah.
Because he could steal the money and be like, son, I'm taking this now. I'm going to try to pay you back later, but I'm fucking broke. I'm an idiot. I need your money. You worked hard.
But the thing is he's going fishing. Like, it's different if he was going to buy the family food.
Oh, 100%. Like, if you need to rent to put food on the table, the son should be offering up the
$40. No, I disagree.
That isn't even true.
That's not
at
that
14
kid's problem.
Old.
That's the dad's problem.
But no, listen. The kid, if that was a scenario, and the dad was like, you know, I know you have $40. I'm short. I really need to get food on the table.
Yeah.
Can you help me out? That's a lesson. That's, in my eyes, a positive lesson of saying the kid can help support the family.
Yeah.
But if the dad's like, I need a $40 to go get a fucking case of Natty Ice to go fishing with my rednecks.
It's expensive Natty Light.
That's not teaching the kid any lesson except be a dirtbag and
life's
fucking scrounge off people.
That's true. Live off the government.
Exactly. I can't buy beer with food stamps.
Nope.
That's what he just taught that kid.
Yeah. Okay, so last question for the scenario. In thinking back over the dilemma, what would you say is the most responsible thing for Joe to do in this situation?
Joe's the kid?
Yeah, the son.
Not just, be born.
Just, yeah. Can't choose your parents. I would say give him the money, but express, like, I don't know if you
disappointment.
Disappointment, yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, Dad, here's the money, but, you know, I really earned this money, and I don't feel this is right.
Thanks for the life lesson. I'm out at 18 and never contact me again.
Damn, over $40?
I mean, if your dad's that big of a douchebag,
I do it again.
Why do you even want that?
Or is the most important thing to be like, I need to get a job and be more successful in education so I could be somewhere where my dad isn't today? Maybe that's what he learns.
But the problem
I need to be better than who my dad became.
But the problem at 14, they're usually not that mature to like get that grasp that probably.
Well, they might not be, but in this situation, you know, we're taking it for what it is.
I would hope it's the stepping stone that will lead him to that conclusion in the long run, right? That
I kind of hope the mom would step up too.
Oh,
be like, hey,
well,
the
mom might not be in the picture.
Maybe.
We don't know.
Yeah.
I just think, we still didn't get to answer. Is the dad a douchebag? Yes.
Yes.
Four. Yes. 100%. 100%.
He's probably 100%.
Yeah, he probably is 100% a butthole.
Yeah. Okay. Dilemma right. One. Okay. We're going to skip 2 and 4. We're going straight to 3.
All right.
This is a good one.
Skipping 2 and 4 and going straight to 3, boys.
Because, I mean, 2 is almost the same as 1.
Yeah, it's real close, except you got a female.
Okay.
What's the 3-1?
Okay. In Europe, a woman was near death from a special kind of cancer. There was one drug that the doctors thought might save her. It was a form of radium that a druggist in the same town had recently discovered. The drug was expensive to make, but the druggist was charging 10 times what the drug cost for him to make. He paid $400 for the radium and charged $4,000 for a small dose of the drug. The sick woman's husband, Heinz, German family,
57,
mm-hmm.
went to everyone he knew to borrow the money and tried every legal means possible, but he could only get together about $2,000, which is half the cost. He told the druggist that his wife was dying, and he asked him to sell it for him cheaper or let him pay later. But the druggist said, no, I discovered the drug, and I'm going to make the money from it. So having tried every legal manner, Heinz gets desperate and considers breaking into the man's store to steal the drug for his wife. Question one.
That's a scenario.
He's better than this I am. I was going to rob the bank to get like to the drug. At least he didn't hurt the bank.
Who's the guy that just went to jail for that? He had the AIDS drug.
Skrillex.
Yeah.
Skrillex has AIDS?
No. The Wu-Tang. Martin Skrillex.
Skrillex. Martin Skrillex.
Like
question one. Should Heinz steal the drug?
100.
I mean, if it's my wife, I'm doing whatever it takes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's no brainer.
Okay, so it's pretty straightforward.
I mean, I'll kill that dude to get it. So
should you steal that? Would you? What's going on there?
It's hard to say. I think if it was you in the situation, it'd be different. But like from an outside perspective, I think you're breaking your morals of steel.
Morals of steel. I like
but
that.
But don't you have like
an obligation to your soulmate?
Yeah.
I know. That's why I can't. It's too hard for me to speak on it because I... That's like a
well. That's the exercise.
You're putting emotion over your morals, basically.
100%. Okay. And I
well,
would
so
say
what would you do in the situation?
Here.
From right now, I would say I wouldn't steal it.
Okay.
Okay.
Put your mom. Take your wife out and put your mom in play.
And I know that I could steal it without any consequence.
Well,
no.
That's
the
question.
The thing. You don't know. You steal it.
She's gonna die, but she can be cured by you doing this.
You might
That's
go to jail for 20, but at least you know she lived.
20. That, the worst thing is, question should be on here. You steal the drug successfully. She lives. Tomorrow she gets ran over. Should he be still stolen the drug, knowing that she got ran over tomorrow?
Is this the daughter of Tiffany's? Are they meeting in France?
I'm just saying, you know.
Isn't like under a certain dollar limit a misdemeanor?
I think
but over $1,000 is grand larceny. Or something.
Well, and it's going to be the total value of the drug, right? Yeah. $4,000.
$4,000.
Oh, yeah, wait, he bought it at, right?
All right.
Okay. Is it actually right or wrong for him to steal the drug? I think
yeah.
we can somewhat cover that.
It's wrong, but it's morally right.
It's got to happen.
I don't even know if I'll say it's morally
ethically
right.
Ethically right.
Yeah.
Does Heinz have a duty or obligation to steal the drug?
Yes.
Yes.
As the husband, yeah. Husband, father, you're going to do some shady shit if you have to.
Do everything you can.
Yep.
Yeah. But obligation is a tough word.
That's why people go bankruptcy trying to help out their family and their medical stuff. Mm-hmm.
If Heinz doesn't love his wife, should he steal the drug for her? Does it make a difference in what Heinz should do whether he's in love or not?
And this is where the road splits. I say yes, he should still do it, even if he doesn't love her.
So they're still married, fallen out of love.
Yeah, I mean, you should have divorced her. He's still your wife. It's still your legal obligation.
Let someone die
because
you don't love them?
Come on. We do that, though. There's plenty of people we let die just because we don't know or contact them. But I'm not contractually obligated to provide and protect that person.
See, I think it's where like he doesn't love her anymore.
In the
like,
position to make a difference. That's the different thing.
I mean, I could save all those starving kids in Africa, but I don't.
But I don't know if that's... I don't know.
I mean,
but
you don't have
a bond with
exactly,
them.
That's, and that's what I'm
but
saying.
But you had a bond.
But he
with
has
this
a bond
person.
With his wife.
But
yeah,
maybe he's vindictive now. He's
Ooh.
Like, "Fuck you,"
which I think is just
like
fucking jacked.
He helped
up.
Her get the cancer, and she doesn't know that he helped her.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Keep on topic.
The only way you're gonna get away if it's Jeff Bezos and he's trying to like, I'm not. I don't want to split up Amazon. So
he was happy with what she got. Actually,
he didn't know at that time though.
Okay, suppose the person dying is not his wife, but is a complete stranger. Should Heinz steal the drug for the stranger?
Nope.
No, it's different.
I have an obligation to protect wife and kids.
Yeah, I agree. It's almost like having a CCW.
Yep, them first, everybody else is second.
Same rough guideline. Yeah.
But I would help to somehow morally help that person.
Shit, like, I might even tell him if I was going to rob this place, this is how I would do it.
I will create you a GoFundMe. I'll do whatever I need to do.
You're a better human being than I am. I'm like,
but I would not like just randomly be like,
I'll cut the power to the building, but I'm not going to rob them.
Because I have an obligation to my family, so I'm not going to put that at risk.
Yeah.
True.
Yep. Suppose it's a pet animal he loves. Should he still steal the drug for the pet?
No.
That's my pet?
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his animal.
Nah.
Well, we know Matt's answer to this one. Shoot it in the head.
Take it out
on.
Back.
Yeah. Pets don't live as long as us. They're going to die at some point.
You expect
but that goes back to my
you.
Situation. What if you save her and she could get hit or die tomorrow?
But you still have to do everything within your power to save them now.
Well, we're talking about an animal now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. It would be tough to deal with it.
We put a greater value on a human's life
100%.
Than
yeah.
animals.
No, I would agree.
And even in
I'm
your situation,
some people do.
Even
some
in your situation,
that's true.
I'm still doing it again.
Yeah.
I would still do it again knowing that she's going to get hit by a bus the next day.
Okay.
Yeah, I would too.
Is it important for people to do everything they can to save another one's life?
100%.
No.
Within reason.
Well, think about, are you guys okay with people breaking in your cars and stealing your stuff to support their families?
No.
Then why are you okay with stealing something to support yours?
I'm not okay with it, but if it happens, it's like, oh, well.
Yeah, what are you to do?
Yeah.
It's the same
thing. But I might let my 80-pound German Shepherd out to go bite you in your ass if you're stealing something from my car.
Exactly.
Let's be honest. How many people are... Okay, so a majority of the people who are stealing from your car, do you think they're doing that to feed their families or to put drugs in their veins?
Well, we never know.
Well, it's not that, but he took the time and he saved up the money. You know, he got half the money and he went to the owner and said, hey, you know what? I give you half now and I'll pay you back later. But the guy said,
and
no.
Due diligence.
And yeah, I don't expect to get any special treatment because I stole this for my wife.
No, 100%. If you're caught.
If you're caught, you're caught.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whatever the judge gives you.
And that holds true to people breaking into my car.
100%. Yeah.
If
you get bit in the ass
caught,
by my dog,
they get caught.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
But if they're doing it for a reason, for their family, and they don't get caught, good on them.
So yeah. What about the flip side? Is the
That's my opinion on it.
Is the prescription guy, the guy who came up with the drug, is he a dick for charging so
100%.
Much? 100%.
We were talking about that, yeah.
Capitalism, though, says you can dictate, right? We need another company to...
But it's the whole the AIDS medicine situation,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I mean, you're holding people's lives for ransom.
Don't get AIDS.
For exorbitant amount of money.
But he's,
how do you not get cancer?
Literally,
how do you not get cancer?
That's one thing, but you, AIDS, you know, you can prevent yourself from getting AIDS.
No, you
not
can't.
Really. A kid.
You
yeah.
get stuck, no. You're born with it, who knows what.
Well, okay, very, very select, very slim few. Most people have it by choice.
Okay, but we're talking about
slamming.
I want
this
AIDS,
scenario
bro.
Is cancer.
Well, they don't know they're going to get it, but they're slamming. They're performing activities that are unclean.
So don't have sex.
Yeah, without protection.
Matt, you check that one off. You're good.
You're good.
You don't slam that I know of, so you're good.
If the system you set up is the way it is, then that's the way it's going
to
be.
Me and Matt are the only ones at this table that can't get AIDS.
that's true.
True statement. That's a fact. So, but the doctor still, or the pharmaceutical company still in charge, still should get some profit. Right, they created
100%,
this drug.
Yeah,
they hired 100%, scientists.
Yeah.
That those people got to get compensated. So, but what's the threshold?
Well, I mean, it's a bigger argument about medicine and the whole medical society, but I think that it should be affordable for the average people to be able to afford it.
But like
not the Magic Johnsons.
No, yeah.
Not because when AIDS medicine came out, it was only the Magic Johnsons that could afford that shit.
Yeah.
And thousands of people were dying because they couldn't afford to get that medication.
But $400 a pill, it could still be a significant amount for some people.
It could be.
That's true.
Should he have to subsidize that, take a loss in order to provide for them? Or do they just need to make better life choices?
I mean, at the end of the day, the government subsidizes all that. So, I mean, that's what it comes down to. If we all have to pay, it's really all... It's like, okay, so it's like when you go into a store, there is markup that's related to loss.
Yep.
Right?
100%.
The same thing holds true for medicine. Mm-hmm. There's a markup on our medicine because there's a loss. People that go to the emergency room that don't have insurance, we're covering a lot of that. If there was nationwide insurance, we all would pay a little bit more, but we would all have the same coverage. And that's controversial. But you could also, as a country, negotiate with these pharmaceutical companies as a country to get better rates than individual healthcare providers. Because you look at Canada, you look at Europe, those nations budget with like they get their drugs a lot cheaper than we do because
true.
they bargain at a government level.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mass level.
Yeah. Where here we're paying top dollar for it because each medical system has to negotiate their rates for those medicines. Yeah.
So would you say like a 25%, you can't mark up a medicine more than 25%. That should cover the cost of doing business.
Yeah, I don't know.
And so your 400
I don't know enough about it to probably
I'd
talk
be interested
about
to
it,
see the druggist point of view on whether they should steal.
Well, that would limit like research and development. Like people wouldn't be motivated to.
It could be
research and development.
Well, that's what
drugs.
I say. If you still turn 25% profit off whatever you're doing, that's a significant profit margin.
We could say they could make 100% profit and still substantially charge less than what they do today.
Yeah,
I mean this $1,000 or $10,000 or 10,000% markup is probably not.
No, that's just greed.
Well, no, I don't think that's abnormal. I think that's what like. The pharmaceutical
just,
companies are doing today.
But it's greed, not necessity.
Like, of course, yeah.
And so if we just tamper back the greed a little bit, Everybody can still get
rich.
Is
there a difference mm-hmm. that not every drug manufacturer knows? He's the sole source currently.
Well, right now, but I mean, how many times? Give him 3 years and we'll get a knockoff.
Wife
right?
doesn't have
Is there
years.
A need to have 500 fucking pharmaceutical commercials during Jeopardy?
Good point.
There really isn't a need for that.
When you're making the kind of money they can advertise 24/7.
Is there a need for them to take doctors to fucking Fiji and the Caribbean to kick it on their dime?
If you want to make 4,000% markup on your prescription, exactly. you better do this shit.
It's like lobbyists, dude. I mean, how much are they paying lobbyists? Yep. A shit ton.
We'll skip a couple. We got the last one.
All right.
We got to get Matt out of here.
In thinking back over the dilemma, what would you say is the most responsible thing for Heinz to do?
Better life choices.
You mean so he has the $4,000 laying
yep.
around?
Yep.
That's true.
Wait, what was the question?
What should Heinz do, thinking back, to be more responsible?
Yeah, have the money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's got a plan. Rainy day.
I mean, like I said, he's better than I am because I was going to rob a bank to get the money to get the drug. At least he only robbed the dude, so.
That's true.
It's true.
Still from the asshole raping everybody else.
Yep.
I think this vendor that, God, that did this questioning should go ahead and hop into the GTA and give these questions out to the deputies on there.
You'd probably be a good RP-er if you were a psychologist.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of moral dilemmas. I think that's it. That wraps it up. Do we have anything else?
I don't think we have much of anything else.
No. Yeah, we're good.
When are we doing
next? Got some work stuff.
So. When are we doing this next?
Baseball's over in June.
Okay.
After
mid-June,
live.
Mid-June?
After live?
Beginning of June.
Yeah.
Okay, so I can talk about it?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, we have to because we'll be gone first week.
Dude, that's more than a month.
3 weeks.
Damn. All right.
So yeah,
time's flying.
Now.
God damn it.
We can do that.
Have fun, fellas.
Yep.
Shout outs to all of our dorms, all the normies out there.
Yep.
Medicine Man.
This is a long
Medicine
one.
Man.
Huh? They make it this far?
Yeah, probably not. Maybe though.
2.5 hours in.
Medicine Man.
That's okay. Medicine Man, dude.
Yep.
Paradise Lost.
Yeah. Well, that's two ways. Play on words, but yeah.
Yeah.
All
right. Right on. Thanks for listening to the NBD show.